no fucking idea who the fuck I am, and you have no idea what the fuck I'll do to you.
Who you
I
is?
I will rip your fucking body in half, bitch.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance and fans watching around the world, live.
Sexual organs. Hey, everybody, it's Carlito, your host for tonight's Madhouse Radio Show. This is a prank call show hosted by myself, Carlito. I'm here with my co-host, as always, Milkman.
You motherfucking don't ever come here again. You motherfucking man.
You motherfucking man? Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I love you, Pasquale Sr.
Pasquale, I'm the original Pasquale.
You are the Pasquale Senior, my brother. What do you have in store for us tonight, my dear friend? Your melodious tone, so good to hear you, brother.
Yes, indeed. Well, yeah, tonight, like I said, is Madhouse Radio Show. I'm Carlito, the host. Milkman's here with me. We'll do some prank calls. We'll have some fun. You can send in your prank call requests over to me in the IRC chat room. Get there by heading over to prankcallnation.com/chat. Prankcallnation.com/chat has all the information. Now, I understand.
98.6 ml.
The IRC, there's been some changes to it due to some issues. Just we're securing some whole machines, and things have been getting a little, we're going through a little bit of a teething process right now, but Enigma is, you know, giving good, the chat mods, Enigma and MSC3 Clay have good help, helping you out if you're having trouble logging in.
So what exactly is going on with the IRC? I haven't logged in or anything for a while because, you know, my situation. What's happened?
Well, just recently, a lot of people keep saying that they're not able to join the chat room when they're logging in and identifying. Because I think some updates got made to the way the security works on the site. It's set up more like it should be, but people need to make sure if you're listening and you're having trouble logging into the chat with your registered nickname as you normally use, make sure that you are always identifying, you putting in your password, etc., before you join the chat room. Because if you join the chat room and then rely on used to be a little bit of a time buffer between when you joined the chat room for you to set your nickname or you would get kicked out. You know, I think it was 30 seconds to send your password, you know, put your password in, and you would be allowed to stay in the room. But I think that it's been that amount of time has been reduced because it was just not a good security idea security wise to have that. So we updated it for whatever internal reasons. We don't have to tell you why, listener. We just did, all right? We felt it necessary to do so, right, Milkman? That's all we got to say.
There's a security issue had to be rectified, and Enigma's got it in hand. So, folks, you got to bear with us and try and comply with the policy. That's the best we got, man. We can't have a big hole in the chat and have it ruined. Everybody wants to enjoy it.
Yeah,
so
well, listen.
Get in there to the help. But the slash help there and
pound
talk
help.
To Enigma and them. Pound help. Sorry.
Pound help.
Talk to them and get it straightened out. I want everybody to get in the chat. And I think they're just doing it just for our best benefit. So everybody try and get in there again.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
98.6 ml.
Listen, basically everyone needs to make sure that you need to make sure that you're sending your password, you're typing in your password before you join the chat room. Now, I believe if you join on using Kiwi IRC, I thought that's what it was doing before. It may need to be updated. I don't know. But just make sure you're doing that, all right? Or move. Don't join with your browser if you want to be able to chat. Like, you can go in there. You should be able to.
I wish we could get this thing working really good, you know. My friend Bri has been trying to get in there forever, dude. I don't know what the hell. Do you know anything about Chromebook? Do you know what applet works for Chromebook? Do you know?
I think Chromebooks, they run Chrome apps. You know,
I don't know. Maybe we could do this. Enigma, if he would, like, send a message to you. I don't have no way to get to him. If he sent it to you, what would be the best applet to run from a Chromebook? Because not only is Bri, several of my other friends are using Chromebooks, and I'm considering getting one for the cost.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know the recommended IRC client. I think, you know, somebody could research that and let us know, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. The biggest one is iPhone, and we have... On the site, all right, if you go now, for example, the recommendation is if you're using a Windows PC, you download and install HexChat.
But that probably doesn't work with Chromebook, right? We're not talking about Chromebook.
I don't think it's a Chromebook app, no.
We're not talking about Chromebook.
But there's you know, pictures and a whole, you know, there's a tutorial. It's not a whole tutorial. There's just pictures and it tells you how to do it real easy. There's a tutorial, and I created one for Android. I believe it's And Chat is the app. That's the one I use and I recommend.
I bought that one a long time ago, remember? Yeah.
Well, you can get it for free. I have instructions how to use it with the free version. I have screenshots and everything set up there. I passed them on to Enigma. He posted them. But we do have to get the iOS one. Now, here's the problem. My iPad is, I stepped on it. And that's the only iOS. My phone is always Android and my tablets are always iOS, of course. So that's how I roll. So I do have an old iPad 3 here. So I think I can use that to take screenshots and I'll create a tutorial. If you're in the chat room now and you're on an iPhone, if you can kindly post what app you downloaded free or purchased and how much it was on the iTunes App Store in order to chat IRC, then that's the one I'll make sure that we have a guide for. I just, you know, I'm trying to...
Tell them the Chromebook. Tell them the Chromebook.
If anyone, I don't know.
We got a very knowledgeable audience.
Does anyone know? Because do Chromebooks run Android apps is my question. Or do they just run Chrome?
I don't know. What I was told was that they had some kind of port to do that, and I don't know how that works.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem that Google's run into. Now they have two complete different ecosystems. They're trying, you know, they've got Android, the Android OS ecosystem, which is taken off, but they're trying to get their Chromebooks OS, their Chrome OS is what it's called, taken off. But it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's fractured. So here we are
Chrome thing is really just browser kind of based.
It is. It's not nearly as
details, you know, where you can do more specifications than Android app would.
No, it's Google Chrome and Chrome apps is what it is. Whatever apps you can run in Chrome, there are apps. People like extensions for Firefox.
Cannot put in Skype. You have to use Hangouts.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So that's why I'm like wanting to know at least what the IRC part is, because I know more than me. Not only me, I want to know for myself. For several other people, I have my friends that don't have no way to, you know, load in and get in IRC. Yeah. They don't know what to catch.
Yeah.
So I was asking if any of the knowledge base of our listeners out there knew.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, Clay is saying for iPhone call. I don't know how. I've never known how to pronounce this app. It's Colloquy, Colloquy, and it's free. And that's what I was using. That's what I use on my iOS devices, on my iPads. But I don't know if that was, you know, it seems to work for me. The pain in the ass is with it. You can't multitask on a non-jailbroken iPad. So if you want to keep yourself idle in the chat room, you know, just to watch it while you go do other stuff, after 15 minutes, you get timed out. And it's not because of the app. It's because of, it's an iOS thing, because Apple doesn't want the way they've written iOS is that an application can't run in the background. They're not really good on multitasking. They're starting to embrace it more, but that was one of the big Steve Jobs things, those really ignorant things he used to say, like when he came out and he said that no one would ever want to watch video on an iPod screen. And then a year later, there was the iPod video, stuff like that. And he also said, "Yo, you would never want a touchscreen, you know, or whatever he said." He said no one would ever want to have a tablet, and then let you know there's no need for it when you have the phone. And then the iPad came out eventually. That was one of the things. The multitasking with him is really big, and I think it's because to save performance and battery life. The iOS is tuned not to allow a lot of multitasking stuff in the background, and maintaining an IRC connection is one of those. Now, from what I understand, if you're on a jailbroken iOS device, you could get around that pretty easily. But yeah, if you're wanting to chat on an iPhone or an iPad or an iPod Touch, you can use that app, and I'll be sure that we get screenshots and such to show you how to do that. It's just like 3 or 4 steps. It's just people, if you see it for the first time, you get confused. But it is a way better experience if you want to be in a chat room to use an application, not use our web browser. The web browser, it fucks up all the time because of security settings. It just happens.
Too many resources get wasted in the browser. You know, you're better with a single standalone client. I always went with that.
Yeah, but listen, we... I'll see if we can find out something for Chromebooks. That's a good question, Milkman, and we should find a solution for that. We need to find an IRC client solution for Chromebook users, and then I don't have access. I would have to somehow get someone who has a Chromebook to take screenshots of the process of setting it up so we could have a guide for future purposes. You know, I guess Chromebooks, sure, you could do that. But we definitely need the iOS one first. So I need to work on that first, Milkman, and then I will get a Chromebook.
All right, brother. That's great, man. Let's do it, man. That's why we got this knowledge base of great listeners out there, and there's nothing wrong with polling them, man, because they always come up with good answers.
Yes.
That's why I love my Madhouse.
Good answers. Very good. Listen, we haven't done a prank call yet, and we are 23 right, minutes into production so far.
We just got through the tech part of the show already.
Well, that was
moving right along, baby.
That was more like show news, because that's been like one of the big topics, the hot topics. And PCN chat room.
I'm glad that the IRC is getting worked out, then. I'm glad to hear it, man, because you know how I feel about IRC.
You know how I feel about your mom. Listen, we gotta
do a prank. I know, man. Don't tell her anymore, man. I'm getting enough flack from her now.
I had a dream about Milkman's mom.
Oh, shit. I still want to hear about the dream you had about Lily, because Lily had a sex.
I don't have shit about her. I don't know Lily. I never.
I want to hear about your sexy dream about Lily.
I had a Lily here in my apartment. I have.
You made it sexy?
I have a Lily here. We have a peace lily, plant.
Very nice.
And I jerked off on it.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has.
This is a person. I'm going to try calling him again. They're looking for odd jobs and yards to mow. Momo. Mimi Momo. Mimi Momo.
I'm sorry. But the person called has a voicemail box.
All right.
Ask them if they got scissors they can loan you.
Yeah.
You gotta charge more for scissoring, see?
That's what
you gotta work.
We got a black corgi dachshund mix with a few white patches. She ran away, escaped from the safety of the backyard of her loving home due to thunderstorm, it says here. Man. I'm not gonna mess with them too much. I'm just gonna say I hope they find a dog, you know? I'm just gonna say, wow, man, I heard, I saw that story.
Thank you, Hermano. Don't be mean to him.
No, I'm not gonna make him.
All right, thank you.
Oh, I should set my caller ID, right? Let me change my caller ID real quick. We'll let this ring out, and I'll change my caller ID. We We got numbers from Parkman also.
Longing to 423.
Hang on, let me adjust this caller ID to something local to these rednecks before I continue. Having a slow night there, Milkman? What's going on? Why is it so quiet?
Oh, I put mute on because my vehicle noise is like interrupts the call last time.
Yeah. No, good.
That's, I didn't want to downgrade the call, the quality of the call.
You're supposed to do that, Milkman. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to do that.
Once it goes through, I'll mute her back up.
Calling back the lost dog.
Huh. What we ought to do is do a complete opposite on this one, man.
Yeah?
Can we pray with them and hope that they find their dog?
Well, they're not picking up. They must not care about the dog.
I mean, like, if they're, like fucking around with them, like, you know, get together with them, like, let's pray. We pray together that you find your lost dog.
Listen, these damn people, Milkman, they're not answering. They've lost a dog. They're not answering the phone, and the voicemail box is full. How do they expect to find a dog if they don't answer the phone? The voicemail is stupid.
These people are silly. Somebody's done, I figured, done filled their box up, and they're not answering no more. They've done had enough joke calls on this. My feeling.
Well, it's a bunch of horse shit, sir.
Because I kind of feel like a lot of these animal calls are up for grabs these days, man. It just saddens me, man, because I know what they feel like. But, you know, guys, man, stop it off, be so mean.
Yeah, Milkman.
I wish you were anyway, but what can I do about my wishes?
It's all right, buddy. I hear you, big guy. Big hoss. Big hoss. Hey, there, Hoss. I see you got a 2000 Nissan Quest van for sale.
Yep.
Oh, nice. 3000. I'm not looking to bargain, you know. 3000. I'm not one of them assholes that come in and say, I want to pay fucking, you know, 2000 and shit for it, you know. I'm not like that. Fair shake's fair shake. If I go there and I see the car machine and it's good, fuck yeah, $3000, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, and you're here in Rogersville, too. I'm new here. I live, you know where Horse Machine Ranch is?
Nope.
It's a new development out here. I just moved here, and I need a local car. A local car, you know? Like something to just go down to the Walmarts and stuff and come back. I came out here, I retired. I sold my land for some fracking. I did some fracking sales. I came from Ohio. You know?
Okay.
You know that gas fracking?
Yeah.
Yeah, they bought my land. They gave me $1.8 million after taxes. So I came out here. I got myself a brand new 20-acre ranch out here. We got horse machines and everything on Horse Machine Ranch Road. Oh, it's beautiful out here. Beautiful. But I need a car machine. You got that Nissan Quest van, I figure. I need something, you know, so I can haul some shit. I need to get a lot of shit hauled. But I don't want to get a truck because I need it covered in the back, you know?
Yeah,
so what can you tell me about the van?
It's a pretty good van. It's got 230,000 on it.
Yeah? All right, that's fair. 02, how many years is that, motherfucker? 13 fucking years? That's not bad. Fuck yeah, what color is that motherfucker?
Gray.
Gray motherfucker? Like dark fucking gray or what?
It's just a charcoal gray.
Like a charcoal fucking gray? What about the fucking interior? What's that like? Like a brown or blue?
No, it's gray interior.
Gray interior too. Son of a bitch. That sounds good. Is it smells good in there?
I guess.
Does it have the option to set up the back like a bed?
You can take the back seat out of it and put whatever you want in it.
You can, like, lay down a mattress there?
There ain't no mattress in it. I mean, it's...
But you could put, like, you could sleep in the back if you had to, right? You could put down, like, a bed? Yeah? Because some of them vans, they just fold down in the back, you know, and you got a bed back there. But not like that. But you could still lay down and all that back there?
Yeah.
Oh, and that, you ever fuck your wife back there?
Why do you want to call and talk to me like this?
Because I want to know, because if I can fuck my wife, I can fuck my horse back there, you know? I got a pony.
Ask him how many horses we could, horse machine we could fit in the back of that sucker. I'd like to know.
Yeah, how many horse machines we can put in that back of that sucker, motherfucker?
Well, it's just according to how many horse machines you want to put in it.
Ah, oh, shit. Milkman.
Well, how big is it? You got to tell us how many will fit.
Yeah,
we'll sell this piece of shit.
They're little ponies for fucking. They're fucking ponies. We're selling them to people who like to fuck them. They're perfect size for fucking, you know?
If you want to look at the van, you come and look at it. If you want to buy it, buy it.
All right. All right. That's good. Because we need it nice so we can take out the seats at the back, because we got to put, we want to put like four ponies in the back, you know? And then,
if you think you can get four ponies in the back end of a Nissan Quest, you're welcome to try it after you pay me the money for the Quest.
Well, we got, you know, the NASCAR track that's over here, real close over there? You know the one I'm talking about? The one that's close, the closer one? What's the Talladega? Which one is that? What's that called? You know that NASCAR track out here? Hello?
No?
Well, we drive down to the NASCAR, you know, and we bring the four ponies, and then, like, people fuck them, you know? We rent them out for people to fuck. Like, they're right there, you know how you can drive your van and everything? You can drive it down in the middle of the thing? What's that called?
Did you hear about the van at?
Oh, the guy on the radio was talking about it. The guy on the radio came on the radio, and he was like, yeah, we got a van for sale. A lot of people, this old man was doing a lot of fucking in the back of it with his wife, he said, and he's in Rogersville, and he gave out your phone number.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was on Channel 19, tell him.
Channel 19.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, so you didn't have any fornication with your wife in the back or anything?
Well, it's... You know, like I say, if you want to come look at the van, you're welcome to come and look at it.
Yeah, but I'm just—I mean, because I could lay it down. I could come with my boyfriend right here. He's on the phone. He's my boyfriend. He's a mechanic. We'll go down there. We'll fuck.
Hey, honey, don't tell everybody. I'm bashful. You know that.
Yeah. Does it move less if you put the emergency brake on, sir?
Just have to try that out yourself. Oh, let me know.
All right. Well, can I bring my man down there to try it out with me, or am I going to have to fuck you in the back, or what?
You can do that, or bring your pony, or whatever you want to screw back there. Don't matter to me. Bring you a couple of pigs.
What about your wife?
You can do that, too. You can bring your wife.
Yes. No, your wife. Speaking of pigs, bring your wife, you know?
Well,
yeah.
Seem to know an awful lot.
Yeah, we'll put lipstick on her and fuck her. All right. Did you have any questions for me before I fuck your wife?
I wouldn't know why.
All right. Well, we'll hang up the fucking phone then.
He don't want to sell that piece of shit.
Yeah, hang up the fucking phone. All right?
I didn't want to take a...
You need to hang up the fucking phone, man. If you got a problem.
Welcome to the Wellmont Health System Digital Dictation System.
Huh?
And for user ID, then press the pound key.
Huh? Dictation system? I hang up on the other guy. What is this? This is supposed to be three Pomeranian chin Japanese chin mixes. The fuck is it asking me? Is this like a deaf person that's selling it?
Pomeranians are mean. Thank you.
Health System Digital Dictation System.
Uh-huh.
Enter your user ID.
What the fuck? They got the wrong number in there. Alright, we got someone looking for an orange kitten. Oh, a Dobby cat they want. Alright, let's do it.
There's a buddy Dobby. There you go. Look at the head on that house cat. The studio cat.
Hey, do you like dialer, right, Milkman? You like dialer machine?
Huh?
You like Dialer? You think you like Dialer's pranks, right? You like Dialer?
Oh, he's fucking hilarious! Yeah,
he's up. Why? He's usually not up right now. He's up right now. Jen didn't make it tonight. I can add Dialer if you want.
You have okay reached the voicemail box. 4-2-3.
He's asking me.
7-7.
Oh, la 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 culo.
At the tone, please record.
All right, hang on. Let me get Dialer. Well, he wasn't asking. He said he's awake. I'm trying to see if he wants to join. I'm just calling him. Fuck it. If he answers, he answers. If he doesn't, oh well.
All right. Well, Jenny's cool too, man. Bring him in.
Jen is sleeping, apparently. All right. We're looking.
Oh, okay. Too bad.
We have little girls' clothing for sale, Milkman. Little girls.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What if it's it?
Hello?
Holy shit.
Hey, Dialer, what's up, man?
I gotta mute the mixer.
Yeah, mute in the back. You never really get to be on. Usually, bed fucking your wife.
Oh. Yeah.
She must
when
be out of town.
Fucking beat.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you got some little girls' clothes for sale?
I'm not sure about that. My wife's in bed, so I don't know.
Oh, were you just fucking her right now? What's going on? You can't put her on the phone? Yeah, can you?
Yeah, I just got done banging her pretty good.
Oh, can you put her on?
No, she's in bed.
Oh, wow. What are you doing up? You smoking a cigarette?
Yeah. Oh, everybody smokes after sex, don't they?
I don't. I chew after sex. I chew dip, yeah. Hey, you want to have a threesome sometime? I got a girl on the line. She's real hot.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, I forgot her name. We just do drugs, and I had never really asked her name. Shit, I forgot.
I am so fucked up right now.
Yeah. Hello, are you there?
Oh, he hung up. I guess he's scared.
Yeah. I was going to try to squeeze you in the small...
Son of a bitch.
He's like, yeah, I'll fuck my wife, yeah. I just got dumb pork.
Okey pokey. Howdy, Dialer, man. Good to hear you, brother. You're sounding good.
Oh, thank you very much.
He did the old pickup hangman. He got me there.
Yeah, he's giving her the milk. Oh.
We got a 99 Lincoln Town and Country. Is that a van? I think they're vans.
Yeah, it's a Dodge Caravan.
Oh, it's like an upgraded Dodge Caravan.
Maybe.
Like the interior is probably a little souped up more. Yeah. Very
a little
nice.
Extra soup, a little extra milk. A
little extra peppers in the gumbo. Very nice vehicle at a low price.
Stuck on the gumbo.
Yeah, you want to do this? You're asking $2,000 for it. You want to do a prank? Yeah. You've been forced to. Like, that's how I operate. Oh, I forgot to dial 1 or 0 before dialing my number. Oh, no. Oops.
I got a really good mechanics joke for those. Right.
I'm going to copy paste into Skype this ad for you.
Okay.
Watch him not even answer.
Hold on.
You still got that town and country, buddy?
Hello?
I'm calling about the Chrysler town and country.
I'm sorry, hang on just 1 second here. This is
have another beer.
I can't hard to hear.
All right. Yeah, I have a little trouble hearing things when I drink, too. But I was asking about the town and country.
Okay, that's a 99 model.
Yeah.
Town and country. The thing runs good. I'm actually driving around now.
He's not knocking or nothing, right?
Huh?
It's not knocking or nothing in the engine, right?
No, sir. I wouldn't be driving it if it's knocking.
Oh, that's right. Hey, how many miles that thing got on?
218.
218. Son of a bitch. You really pushed it.
It seemed to be a pretty good vehicle.
So the tranny ain't slipping or nothing? The tranny seems solid?
No, sir. Everything seems... The only real problem I have with it whatsoever, the air conditioner don't work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know much about it to fix that.
I got experience with that. But the trannies, you got to watch the trannies on those. The Dodge Caravan, the Town and Country. You got to watch the trannies on those.
They don't seem to be anything wrong with this one. I live in Rocky.
No signs of slipping or nothing, right? It's not slipping. It's not doing all kinds of weird shit in the transmission. Yeah, you really got to watch out for those trannies.
I happen to be one. Oh, yeah. How about I come over there and you can show me how good it shifts and everything, you know? You can show me the tranny and I'll show you mine.
sorry.
Excuse me. I don't know what came over me. That's the bottom dollar you take is $2,000? What did it say here?
Yeah.
$2,000, huh? How about I suck your dick for, you give it to me for like
$1,200?
No. I even use the sexy voice and everything. Come on, old country boy.
Give me a holler back.
I'll give you a holler. I'll make you holler. I'll bite your nose.
He's gone.
Son of a bitch.
You know, give me a holler or whatever. What the fuck? Listen, we got. I need to get our chief IRC chat expert, Milkman, we were talking about, Enigma. He wanted to jump on real quick so he could explain what's going on.
Cool.
Chat crisis of 2015. So I'll wait for him to connect. I can't really see if he's connected. Enigma, say something when you're on, Enigma.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey. You want to update? So what's going on? Yeah. Kiwi, for the time being, Kiwi IRC will not... You can't get into the chat room with the web browser. You should use a application then, right?
Yeah, you need to get a native IRC client like HexChat.
Okay.
If you're on PC.
Okay.
Or OS X. They have an app for that, third party.
I still have Quazzle. Is that good enough, Enigma?
I use Quazzle. That's working. That's fine.
Yeah, it works. Yeah. If it's working, keep it.
Yeah, if it's working, keep it. Yeah, it should. Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing with Kiwi IRC is they don't send ident commands before they connect. So when you connect, it tries joining the channel.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, it's in the reverse order that it needs to be in, basically. You join the channel first, and then it sends the password, and you need to send your password first, then join the channel for you to
be. Yeah, it needs to then before joining the channel.
Exactly. So, yeah.
So there's a problem there. That's why you got to type that extra command if you're using the shit applet like Kiwi IRC.
Yeah. But you put it up. It's up on the site now, right? There's instructions on what to do.
I updated the thing on there, yes.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, thanks, Enigma.
All right. Well, that's that.
All right.
If anybody needs any help, pound help, I'll help you there.
Help! All right. Thanks, Enigma, man.
All right. See you later, man.
Thanks, Enigma.
Yeah, that's Enigma, everybody. He's the chat. Runs our chat for us, and he's helping you all out. Just join the help channel, like you said, if you need help. You just type join /#help. The instructions are on the website. It's really big and red at the top of the site, no matter what page on the site you're on right now.
Is there a colon in there?
Yeah, colon pound. Yeah. We got a GE refrigerator, spelled all wrong refrigerator. God, people over to fuck up the spelling of refrigerator. $100 GE washer. Oh, they got a bunch of stuff. They got a Magic Chef electric stove. Hang on. I'm dropping us in here in case you want to jump in on. All right. Let's see if we can get some appliances. I need some
call
water.
Call rejected.
No!
Call rejected.
Baby mama drama, I just need a little time. You know, you could probably get some work, you know, doing...
Call rejected.
Son of a bitch.
Voiceover talking. Like for voicemails and stuff.
Fiverr.com.
Who was the blind guy that did the impersonated, like... Oh, okay, he did an impersonation that was, like, dead on of a hold system. Like, you know, for blah, 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 press one. He sounded just like the woman. You remember? And he said, for chinga tu madre... Press four. Para chinga tu madre, presione cuatro.
Oh, that was Will.
Yeah.
He wasn't even doing a voice. He was just being a smartass.
Oh my god! But dude, like, to me, it sounded just like it. Like, I swear, like, I heard it the first time. Like, did that really? Because I thought you guys had changed it to say that somehow. That's what I thought it was. I was like, oh
yeah,
my god.
I was wicked. I was wicked drunk in that episode. He got me like laughing so hard, I lost it for like 30 seconds after that.
I remember. Kept laughing at Ching. Fuck your mother. Press 4.
Para chinga tu madre.
Oh man. But I swear to God, I thought you guys had changed the voicemail tree to the phone tree to that, to actually say that. Oh, I lost my shit.
Yeah, elite blind hacks horse.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Like, fuck your mother for when you call like a doctor's office. What do you do? All right, hey, let's focus. Here is someone who would like some newer golf clubs. They're looking for golf clubs, irons, and drivers. They're in great great shape and good quality. Exclamation point. Please call or text me. Okay. Would like graphite shafts.
Oh, yeah.
Graphite shafts.
Hey, my shaft is made of granite.
Yeah.
Ooh, sexy, sexy.
I got black shafts. It's like a black sex machine that I got. It's really nice. It talks to all the chicks.
Gonna give him the Bordy Quinn nightstick, eh?
Yeah. Wanna do it, dialer? Do it.
Well, I gotta investigate some noise.
Hello.
Hey, hello. You're looking for some golf clubs and equipment?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you golf now? Are you trying to learn to golf?
I ain't golfed in probably 20 years, man. I just want something, you know. I've got some older clubs and stuff. They're just not up to date, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, fuck yeah, man. I got some Nike club. I got a whole Nike club set here. They're all graphite. All graphite. So
right.
They're nice and light, you know. And I mean, they're not great, but they're entry level pretty good. You can start off with these motherfuckers and then build up, you know, your different clubs and wedges that you need customized later on, you know, fucking shit. But these Nike ones.
What all you got with them?
I got the bag. I got balls. I got the whole set. I got an entire set. I got all the clubs, the drivers.
Okay. Are they all Nike?
I have an open club sand wedge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How much you ask for it?
Well, how much you got? Well, what are you looking to spend?
That's why I'm, you know, a lot of people, man, they get into golf and they figure out this ain't for me, you know, and they...
Yeah, it gets like, expensive. You know, how about...
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. How old are you?
Oh, I'm almost 50 years old, but...
All right, so you sounded more like, you know, my father's generation. That's good. And I'm...
Right.
I'll tell you what. I have SSA, and my attraction has always been to older men around your age. I mean, if you want to come, you know, you can come try them out. You know, maybe you want to hit some balls. We can meet at a driving range. You can hit some balls with them, see if you like them.
Yeah, I'm not. I just, if I think, you know, I'll come look at them. If I think it's what I need. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get used to anything you get anyway.
I tell you what. Here's what you do for me. We'll come over to my place here, and I'll bring out the golf clubs, right? And then I got a nice flat grass in back, you know. And
right.
you go on sunny day. You go on. You take your shirt off and you take a few swings, and I'll watch. You know.
Well, I don't know about taking my shirt off, man.
But I'm trying to... look, I'll give you a deal. I'll give you a deal. I won't... I'm going to be watching you from the bedroom window while you're swinging. You
know? No, I just
want you to swing, you know, shirtless and then...
Yeah,
like,
I understand. I appreciate it.
You know, you put the
that.
Ball on the tee and you bend over in them nice slacks in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get into that, dude.
You bend over in them nice slacks in front of me, and then you...
No.
You grab them...
I appreciate
them.
You call, man. You, have a good...
Oh, man, just grab the shaft with two hands, you know? All right. Yeah.
You know, that kind of struck me as the, you know, the guy Rusty Nail from that old movie, that Joyride?
No.
I want you to touch the chair. I want you to call yourself Kaylee Kane. What are you doing?
Hey, man, come on. I'll put my brother on the line. Maybe he's got, I don't know, something. He could offer you something better for him, you know? A better deal. Yeah. No, he can't. I'm sorry. All right, I understand.
Dude, I'm not in it.
Don't take your shirt off. You don't have to take your shirt off. You don't have to keep your shirt on.
I mean, if you're like that, man, you're a fucking pervert.
Hey, come on now. I'm not asking you to be doing sexual things.
You need some fucking help.
I'm not asking for sexual things. I'm just asking you to play some golf in front of me.
Right now. You know,
no, come on. Don't call, man, because my wife's going to find out. Come on.
You just want to check out your form.
Come on, my wife. Yeah. I don't want my wife to find out. Come on.
Well,
come on, man.
Don't be calling me up no more. Just try to sell them to somebody else.
But listen, just keep your shirt on. Keep your shirt on, but I just want to watch you taking some nice swings with it. You know, nice and slow.
You ain't
going
to watch me, buddy.
Come on.
If you call me again, I'm going to call law on you.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm banned from going to the driving range here because I went and I was masturbating, watching the people.
Yeah, I'd say you were.
And they told me I got trespassed.
You know, the sheriff of Hawkins County, and I'm going to give him a call right now.
Oh, I cut a deal. He knows me. I cut a deal with him. I said, look, man. Come on, man.
There really wasn't no trespass.
I'm banned from the driving range because I went through the jerk off and watched the guy.
No trespassing. He's not going to sleep good tonight.
No. He's calling the sheriff. I know the sheriff. I'm going to call the sheriff.
I don't think he's too pleased with you there. Crossito.
Yeah. Crossito. Damn, that was good. We got Lonesome Loser numbers coming in. Yeah. Those are always good.
Yeah.
We got some numbers beating.
Lonesome Loser in the house. Office killed. The big man. The numbers. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
We also got numbers coming in from Neon. She's passing on some numbers here.
Taxi Neon. Thank you.
I think I have them. Yeah, we got them here. Yeah, so we got several sources of numbers. Let me see what Lonesome has.
The arm is hard at work behind the scenes.
Arm is hardly at work.
Something's hard.
Yeah.
I'd say that guy was pretty hard up after he got to swinging some gloves there for Crossito.
Yeah.
Oh, he liked it.
We got someone wanting to buy a mini lop buck or needing one to stud my females. Oh, all right. I don't know what an LOP buck. I don't know what kind of animal that is. LOP buck.
That sounds like horse talk there.
Yeah, but I wonder what's the LOP.
I need you to stud my mare. You mean you want my stud to nut in your mare? They clean it up with their own language, those horse people. And yeah. It's just like, come on, you just want her to bust in her ass, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's to come deep, creep pie that bitch.
How many hands is he? Is he a gelding?
It's a Holland Lop. A Holland Lop is a breed of rabbit. No, that can't be right.
You know, just fuck. Extent, that's
maybe it is. Yeah, it says a mini lop buck. they might be rabbits. Oh, shit. That's all I can find is, Holland Lop bucks. That's what came up. Bunnies. Wow, that's a whole different thing altogether. All right. You want to take a dial, or are you not able to do calls? You have to be quiet? Is that what's called?
Oh, I could do it, but I'm just trying to figure out what the hell I do.
You should just exactly what you're saying, just about rabbits, about him nutting in them.
Okay.
That's funny. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about the rabbits and the breeding. Hello? Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Hello? Hello?
I hung it up. I don't know if she was. It sounded like she might have been there.
She got all scared.
Yeah. It's an old Jewish man.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I've been sitting and smoking and watching television.
She's not going to pick up scared. How did you scare her? You didn't say nothing bad.
Oh, my God. I'm just a cute, cuddly old man.
The mailbox belonging to 479.
Yeah. We're going to be in a perfectly willing to pay every home. So what? Okay. We got someone who's moving into a home with a nice fenced-in yard, and they're wanting a Great Dane or German Shepherd puppy. Okay. Can you work with that, Dialer?
Oh, yeah. They want a big dog because they're insecure about themselves.
Yeah. Accuse them of sexual things because that's why they want a big dog.
Oh, yes, they want the big genitals.
The big private parts. All right, so as before, I've just pasted the ad there for you to peruse for the deets.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Yes, you're welcome. And I'm now dialing the number. Right over... What did I do? Oh, shit. Right there. Okay.
You can enjoy this Verizon Ringback tone while your party is free. Girl, you're perfect. You're always worth
it. And you deserve it. Oh, that's so romantic. Jesus Christ. Oh, baby.
I'm sorry.
Really?
But the person you called has a voice.
Really? Trying again.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is...
Better be different. Oh. I like it when people at least have like three different ones that do random. That's cool, but not this.
I can't believe people pay for that.
Yeah, right. I gotta pay money so my people hear my shitty music ideas.
I'm pretty sure it delays the ring by 20 seconds, too.
I'm sorry, but the person...
You gotta get those royalty fees, man. You gotta play at least 20 seconds to make money. Maybe, I don't know. Just my guess. Who knows?
Yes, hermano, I have an orange crush for you, this time.
Oh, yeah, enjoy a very tasty orange crush, yeah. Marijuana.
Ice cold.
All right. Some of these hoes get less than a fuck when they run in their life story priors. Looking for numbers. Looking. I just said I had a bunch of them. Here we go. We got a bunny for sale. Now we have a bunny for sale. Yeah. A male Angora rabbit. Oh, that thing looks weird.
It's like the Cadbury commercials.
It's like really furry. Yeah. Walk.
The bunny was going walk, walk.
I never understood that. Why the okay. Why was there a rabbit laying eggs, and why did it buck? Well, okay, I just answered my question. Thank you, Dialer. You're awesome, man. Appreciate it. You're awesome. Well, Dialer, just help me out with that. You're going to buy... Can you work with a rabbit that's easy to handle and loves people?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Break its little neck. I like to kill rabbits. She's cool. Yeah, I love cool. I like to kill deer. Come on, man.
He's too busy fingering the rabbit.
Oh, that one's been deleted.
Was it Peter Rabbit, or was it the guy who showed his rabbit to Peter?
Man, it doesn't go. It's like a house number. Alright,
what's an answering machine? They used to have an answering machine, but Brad turned it off.
He just switched it off. Alright, posting a link if you can open it for a Canon Mark III camera. That's a classic. Yeah. Paintsville. Who needs a camera in Paintsville? Duh. It's all painting there. You don't take
pictures. No, you posting this in Skype?
Did I? Oh, I gave it to the wrong Skype.
I'm not seeing anything.
Oh, yeah. I think I've been sending messages to Neon instead of you the whole time. There we go.
Let's work. Ew.
That thing's ugly. All right. It's big. How old is this?
It looks like it melted.
That's a classic. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, here it goes. Can you work with this, Doc?
Yeah, so it looks like it needs a lens.
Yeah, does it, is it, no. It doesn't retract.
Oh, baby. The look of that made me retract.
Well, I mean, the lenses get pretty expensive, too, because you start having to buy all these different
Please try your call again later.
Lenses.
I think you got to add a one.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to add a one. Yes, thank you.
606, that's a cool area code.
606. Where have I heard that? 606. It's a good lottery number there, 606. Play that, guys.
Hello?
Yeah, so you showing that camera.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, the Mark III. Beautiful piece of equipment. I used to have one, but unfortunately I was at the Grand Canyon and a bus got a little too close to me and I just lost it over the edge.
Wow.
Yeah, so this would be a great replacement for me. I have all the accessories and just lost that poor camera. Now, did you just copy and paste the specs? Are you familiar with the specifications and all the settings?
No.
Okay, you know that setting you turn on the back there? Well, never mind. I'll just, yeah. So, 2200. Are you firm on that?
Pretty much.
Okay, it's like mint condition, would you say?
No, I've had it a few years. I just don't use it. I have a Mark IV, too.
Oh, the Mark IV. They made a few changes to the Mark IV that I didn't quite like. You know what I'm talking about? Those changes there.
Yeah, it's not a full frame.
Yeah, it's a little different to work with. But do you have any accessories with this Mark II? I'm seeing the specs, but I'm not seeing anything like written from you, just your phone number. Looks like you copied and pasted.
Yeah. Just what I got on.
Okay, so what you see is what you get, just the camera there without any lenses attached.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what I used to do is I used to make postcards, and I would, like, lay my junk on some Legos or some other children's toys, and I would make postcards out of that. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Postcards?
Oh, yeah. When was the last time you had this the camera calibrated by a professional? Have you ever had it into a shop?
I sent it to Canon.
You sent it to Canon. They corrected the factory offset and all that?
I guess. I sent it to Canon last year. I bought it used from my, and it came in, it was in great shape.
Great shape. That's good to hear. I think the best postcard that I ever put out personally was that I had a clay figure of Mr. Rogers, and I just put my shaft right through his arms, took three different angles of that, made it into a nice postcard. It sold like 30,000 units.
Nice.
So, what time would you like to meet? I can show you my work. Maybe you and I can pose and get a picture with it just to test it out.
When's good for you?
How about tonight? Is it a little too late?
Too late tonight.
Oh, okay. Hey, how much can you lift?
Why?
My balls are pretty heavy. I don't know what to do.
Oh, man. Yeah,
a little rusty.
It's hard sometimes, though. They don't give you much sometimes.
Matt, I can't hear.
You can't hear it? Is it low for you? Or?
No, they can't hear it. It's like, what?
Oh, yeah. That might be my fault. Numbers.
I guess you really didn't want to sell it.
Do what now?
I guess you really didn't want to sell that camera after all.
Nah, she didn't want to bother with while she was
holding
the
information there.
Yeah. All right, I'll see if I can do this one. We got a brand new ultra-durable transparent dive case. Housings for GoPro. Oh, this is more camera shit. Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. Cause I know you want to keep breathing this evening. I've been killing the game for Let's seasons. Please. Believe them that I'm the motherfucking one to breathe them and leave. You ain't even made it up to my throne. You ain't even authorized for this song. Might be best for you to get gone. Best be careful about your tone. That shit hit me wrong and it's on. I've been trying my best to be gone. Please don't make me grab that phone. Now who you know that came this fucking far from the fucking bottom? 30 years in this bitch and I'm still here.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you got them dive cases for them GoPros?
You mean the waterproof cases?
Yeah, like you can dive with them, right? Go deep in the water.
Oh, dive cases. Yeah. I still have it. Yes. I got the trust
tower. You have a big dick? You have a big dick? Do they are they rated for a certain depth at all? Do you know? Shit, I was trying to sneak it in.
It is very small.
He's like, no, I guess no.
I sense a little uluk about that.
You think so? I thought Asian. Aw, oh, they got me. What's next? forearm crutches and portable massage table, $25. That's a mix right there. Yeah. Why would you need both of those together?
Does it have two holes or just one for your face?
They really should put two holes on those massage tables.
Some of my niggas lost their life, and then there goes the chain. My only dream was holding it down. Like, fuck.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You got the portable? Hello? You got portable massage chairs?
Massage table.
You got what size? No, are you asking me a question or what's going on?
What are you calling for?
I'm calling for a portable massage table you got for sale.
Yeah, you said chair, so I told you table.
Now, why'd you say what size or something stupid like that? What's that mean?
You know what, bro? Fuck you.
Hey, man, come on. I need a massage table. Oh, that guy was Hawaiian. You can get the middle finger or the reddest pain. It's your choice. I took this industry by storm, young and black. Turn killing them softly. Don't ever call me fortunate. You don't know what it cost me. So anybody complain keep ruining calls for that. Milkman gets mad when I do this. He's like, come on, man. You don't gotta cuss them when they first call.
We ain't playing games, motherfucker.
You don't gotta cuss them when they first pick up, man.
Your call is forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 0.
Okay, for sale, Spartan mainline drain snake. That's what I'm talking about. Dialer, do you want a drain snake? Clean some drains out. Oh, I forgot the one. Silly me.
Put two ones in there just to make sure.
Yeah. Hey, that was two ones. Wait a minute. What the fuck? Oh, man. Maybe for real it's the circuit system. Hang on. Just can't help myself. Even when oh, it's missing a digit, I think. Oh, never mind.
Damn, the post is deft.
I wanted that fucking drain snake. Here you go. Let me see if I can Google it. See if I can find it on the
Google.
Nigga. Just another nigger. That's what he said. He's just another nigger. Oh, Milkman's on hold. Sorry, Milkman. It beeps at me if I leave you on hold. If I forget you, it goes doot doot to remind me.
Nice. I'm getting ready to pick up a customer, so I'll be on mute, dude. Thank you so much. I appreciate you leaving me in the conversation.
All right. Well, I guess no drain snake. That's a shame, because I was really excited about that.
We got any more and some loser numbers? I'd like to hear a few of them if we haven't used them up.
They're coming in. I'm trying to knock out these neon ones.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure
in.
We got some of his numbers in.
His are coming in.
My son.
Scuba gear. Yeah.
Then I woke up and realized this is my motherfucking real life.
You know where the fuck I'm
you
from.
You can leave one, but I probably won't listen to it.
My daddy made me leave the voicemail message.
Legendary from the city where them niggas low cuts and fast and stab at home rules. Let's get that class. Shit, it never changed on the west side. Jack,
So you're gonna start doing shows again? That's one of the important reasons why you're here. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm just gonna get on either my Mixler or the PCN Mixler at noon, all unless right. Someone else is there. I'll check first.
Well, yeah. What do you mean? Well, just do. Why can't you do the PCN one? Take your car for a test
drive. Oh shit! I could do that. I just gotta find the password. Maybe you can send it to me.
Oh, I can. Yeah, I can. Or my people's can. Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Yeah, it's no more chat lines. It's just mostly like, here's this list of numbers I got from 800notes.com. I'm just gonna call all of them.
Gotcha.
This one time, I got this organization called Flash Online. It was just a call center full of Indians, but they're pretty saucy once you break them down.
Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, the guys used to, well, we used to call that, oh, what the hell was it? The hell's that one that everyone was calling for a while here? Guru Aid, that's the one. Tabachi
Guru
found.
Aid.
Guru Aid is fun as hell.
Yeah, there's like a ton like them, too. If you go through the 800 notes and you look like you look for like Indian and then tech as the search terms, and you just dump all the numbers to like a CSV and you dial through them, you get so many of them, it's insane.
That's awesome. It's the world we live in, too, man. It's a damn shame, man. No, it's not. What's the shame about it? Why should we be ashamed that Indians are having jobs? Well,
you go to look up how to
are...
do something on Android SDK, and you're trying to set it up, and then the first, like, ad result on Google is like, hire Indians to write your apps.
Nice. Nice and cheap.
And on Freelancer, you're competing for, like, app jobs or, like, design my website, and it's all Indians bidding. It's crazy.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so you're screwed, man. There's no way. The game's rigged, right?
I haven't won anything yet.
That's going to change. It's changing in China now, and then India's next. China, yeah. The price of oil has gone down. The price of gasoline is probably going to be going down in the United States to under $2 a gallon on average in the next few weeks, I think. It should be catching up. Maybe a month or two, but it's, I think they said by October, by the end of the summer, we should have sub $2 a gallon gas because the Chinese demand on crude oil has crashed because of their current economic crisis.
Well, yep. That's nice. I wonder if propane will go down too.
I would guess any of those like commodities that everyone says, well, because the Chinese demand, you know, fish. I bet you the fish industry is going to change because. One of the big things with China is like their newfound wealth led to a new demand for fish, and especially like fucking shark fin and stuff, like really exotic fish and the eating of animals that are endangered and stuff like that.
Dude, like, they have actually taken so many sharks, man. Some of them are actually starting to become endangered. They haven't listed them, but I mean, there's worry about them.
Yeah, but they call them like rhinos out in Africa, like poaching rhinos because they just cut them for the fins and then like the whole, they don't do anything with, they can't sell
dude,
the shark for me because it's not good.
And the tusks.
Yeah.
Ivory tusks, dude, the other thing they love, man. And that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Wiping out the elephants, man.
But, dude, here's what's fucked up. Like, once a year, you know what's stupid? All right. And makes me think maybe they're in on it, too. Once a year, like, whatever agency in the United States, they'll go to New York City, they'll go to Times Square, and they'll dump all of the United States captured ivory for the last year, year and a half. They'll put it out in the street in some kind of central area, and they'll crush it all and destroy it.
Crush it and burn it too, man. Like they burned the last pile, dude.
But you know what you do when you do that? You're basically, if I'm an evil ivory dealer from Liberia, and I see the United States just crushed all this ivory, I'm like, fuck yeah, the price of ivory just went up, cha-ching. Like, I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's your make. And you got to think some, you know, is that part of the problem? Is there something?
It's a fucking shame, dude. I really wish they, instead of burning or whatever, they would just—I don't know—even keep
do something with it. Don't
like
let
gold.
The yeah, because
like gold, man.
Yeah.
Just keep it because those are fucking living beings.
Yeah,
aren't.
Now you're
and,
yeah.
You
at
know,
least,
the value
yeah.
of it just as like by its weight alone.
Yeah, but just I mean, at least it was an animal, you know. Like you can do something with the horror
right,
that was its murder.
Useful with it.
Yeah, now you made its death meaningless. I mean, what if you turn it around and you, like, you know, I don't know. I really need to think before they crush it, dude.
I mean, I know it's valuable, but to destroy it is even a bigger crime after what they did to kill them.
Yeah,
you know?
They should keep it and put it in big ivory museums and ivory laboratories.
That would be better.
Well, they'd be studied for their essential minerals.
All circuits are busy now.
Oh, man. Bamboo poles for sale, but the number doesn't go through either. I'm having some troubles tonight with circuits to Hawaii. Here are bamboo mood lighting. How does that work? Wow, this bamboo creates light. It must be fluorescent shit. My guess is this bamboo has been crossed with jellyfish DNA.
Dude, you can see how many thousands of tusks, dude. And imagine those are all gigantic elephants, man. Like an apartment-sized animal, each one of them.
Man.
Each pair.
Poor elephant. Elephant machines are smart.
Can you imagine the size of the pile of shit an elephant fucking dumps on your ass?
Hello?
I seen him at the circus when I was a kid.
Hello?
We are open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6.
You can barely hear that lady. All right, I'm going to change my caller ID. Maybe that'll help out with our situation. Back to the numbers. Let's see what's next.
Today was a good day.
Ooh, a craps table and bar for sale. You set up your own illegal casino with that. Fuck yeah. This is what the fuck is up, doing this for my city. I was wondering, Dollar, maybe you could set up a PBX option for yourself, like run your own PBX server.
I was thinking about that.
It might work out.
I'll be looking for ideas after I run out of VoxOx credit.
So I guess so. VoxOx is working pretty stable on Android and such, but it, like, the Windows client of it's not supported anymore, and it's almost like a banner.
Oh, they
right
took
now.
It down. Yeah, if yeah, you can't, if you don't have a copy of the setup, the self-extracting thing, then you're kind of screwed until they release the Windows version,
which has been taking forever. But
that's the stupidest thing I ever seen anyone in software do.
Yeah.
Take down your current version in anticipation for your new version.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Unless
you just lose your user base
on
that platform.
Exactly. Yeah. That's basically what they did. But whatever. All right.
You never see Skype doing shit like that.
Yeah. Look at poor manager. Dude, I started looking into Mixler's reviews, like on a corporation, as a corporation. And, like, I found reviews from former employees where they're saying, like, basically there's really smart engineers that are working on it, but the management sucks at everything they do. So it has a lot of trouble getting places. They don't market it at all like they should. Like, they should be able
Mixler
to...
Mixler and Spreaker should get together and have a baby, because Mixler does streaming perfect. Spreaker, they just give you a crappy 128 MP3 stream that sounds like shit, but, you know, Mixler sounds way better at its low bitrate.
Yeah.
If they both got together, you get the podcasting and you get the live broadcast. It's rock solid all in one shot. So, I don't know. It's kind of silly.
Or the people at Mixer should be able to put the dots together and figure it out by now. It's whatever. Okay.
It wouldn't take too much to implement RSS, and that would be a great improvement.
Yeah, I mean, they're already hosting. I mean, they already have the show reel there. They just need to create an RSS feed off of that. That's all they got to do, right? And then pretty it up.
I think they want control. They want money and control.
Yeah. Well, we download, we delete everything off of there. We don't have anything in the showreel. And we don't use their chat room. We just use them for the streaming at this point. But I like the fact that we have a pretty good open dialogue with them. They seem to be cool people. They've worked with us before on technical issues that we've pointed out to them. They've helped us out before. They're very slow in implementing shit. I just think whatever project management they're using, it's slow as fuck. They're like opening... I mean, they open bugs and tickets and just keep... I don't know. It's not going to talk anymore. I don't know if they're listening or something.
They have to pay their Indian team more.
I guess so, yeah. Dude, but that's the thing. Like, you know, I've worked at places where I worked at a government agency, and it was like, yeah, at nighttime, the Indians take over. Like, we had our developers there, developers, you know, but they were like, yeah, overnight, they hustle it for us, and we come in the morning, and it's, you know, it's all done, and we just comb through for the bugs and shit, you know, and go from there. They love it. Yeah. So basically, you've got, you know, in-house development going on 24/7, and you have Indians doing it overnight when you're closed, and you come in. Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, it works. And that's
do they
why
have cute? Do they have cute names for the release versions? Korean.
No, they look so, the software that they come up with is, I mean, it's, I don't know, it's mundane. It's mundane stuff for mundane tasks that are happening.
Yeah, you compare Indian code to Russian code. Oh my god.
Yeah, well, I dealt with Indian. I really can't. I don't know. I worked a different government agency I was working for as a contractor. The developers were all Indian. That was an Indian place I used to work at that I still haven't prank called, but yeah, they sucked. Oh my god, they sucked.
Government's all about the low bid.
Well, these guys are so bad they lost their contract last year. Before I, after
seen,
I got
I've
out.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah. I got out before it happened, but yeah, they lost their contract. They got because they were just so bad.
I've seen product fail halfway through deployment, and then they had to go with a different company.
Wow, that's crazy. So you get another company, they got to go in there
in terms of government contract.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy. With these guys, I mean, it's really important. Like, I don't want to talk about what it was. It's like really pretty critical, important software. And they just, yeah, they're really bad at it. And like the ticketing system that we had, like we're it, like, you know, you'd get someone would say, someone out there user like, I found a bug, and you put it in the system. And I mean, there were at least 1,000, I think. I mean, there were ancient ones that were just like, you know, moved on to patch whatever, moved on, like they just kept pushing it and pushing it, not even working on it. It's like some of it was pretty important shit. I don't know. One day I'll be in a position where I can talk. It's still been too early for me to just go off and talk about.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those fields where you can't do it with just one person, although you'd have perfect results if you did it with like one or two people, but you need a team to write all that crap code, and then that's just what it is, code, and no one knows what they wrote, no one knows what everyone else wrote.
And it has to be quality tested, and then, you know... Yep,
in some cases with government contracts, the quality test has been pen tests years later, discovering the hole, allowing credit card information to be stolen out. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, shit, man.
Let's not test it. Let's just deploy.
Yeah. Don't get me started on the credit card thing, how like they made the agreement in the States that by October, right, we had to go to chip and signature for all debit and credit cards, where it should have been chip and PIN, like it is in the rest of the world for the most part. For a transaction, you have to have the chip on the card, the physical chip, and you also have to type in a PIN number to make your transaction go through. There's none of the signature bullshit. You know what I mean? But the way it is now, it's going to be chip and PIN. You have to have an actual card, but you just have to sign. You don't have to go through that second authentication to purchase with the card, basically.
You know, once that hits all the mall retailers, those Indian guys with the phone cases, they're going to start selling Faraday cages for the wallets like crazy.
it's going to be commonplace. You think? I don't know. It's pretty... I don't know. I hope not. You never know, man. I mean, things get hacked all the time. Look at... Yeah, whatever. Look, let's do pranks. Craps table for sale, remember? We had a craps table for sale. Yeah, you want to start a casino dialer? Go for it.
Shoot some craps off.
Shut up, Malcolm. Nope.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Okay.
I was listening to part 4 of the marathon again that you recently did, and Ted Webb's like default prank call voice is hilarious.
What material would you say the craps table is?
Oh, he's got the scientific. Oh man, all of it, yeah. He's got that, and just yeah. I think it's really his only voice that I've really heard him do.
I checked out that app he made for Blue Planet. It looks pretty solid.
Yeah,
when do you think that's coming out for PCN?
Well, he offered it all. He said it's all scannable. He said we could have it. I never got with him on it, but like shoutcast wise, we don't have. It only works half the time right now. It's just a real. It's been a pain in the ass. It's just really hard to manage right now the way we're set up.
Do you know that Mixlr has an open API, or do you have to suck their dick to get an API key?
I don't know. That's above my pay grade. I think they do have some type of API, because I think that's how Is There a Show is able to get around. I think that's how. it's set up to receive those notifications.
I have a feeling that Dashy does a hell of a lot of scraping, though. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I could swear someone out there, I think it might have been Dashy, someone out there had a setup where they could, the his tool would check a Mixer showreel and automatically download whatever was on it every 15 minutes. So you'd have to do that manually. It was downloading it automatically to a different, you know, something that was spitting out an RSS feed. I could have sworn that was happening. I don't know what ever happened to that. I don't know if
that's pretty bitching, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it got closed off or something, but I think probably Mixer wouldn't be happy because they don't like you downloading unless you pay. I think you have to have a paid account to download. It has to be your own account, right? I think that's how it works.
I think I've downloaded
I'm
from
sorry,
the show
the
reel
you were trying to reach
without
has a voice
being logged
box
in.
That has not been set up yet.
Well, please, you're able to scrape the page, right?
And goodbye.
All that. Yeah, they have some URL obfuscation going on, so if Dashy was able to get that to go to RSS, it means he cracked whatever code they were using to generate the random name for the URL.
Yeah. I could swear, but it's not. It has if. I swear it was around once, and I haven't seen it for a long time. I'd have to ask Dashy. I think I've asked him before, and he said no, but I don't know.
I'd love to work with Dashy to get his tools mobile. Like,
yeah.
Have his tools on every, like, platform. Windows, iPhone, Android.
Yeah. Hey, I got a guy with wooden fish hooks. I have no idea what a wooden fish hook would be used for. I guess we'll hook a fish. Oh. Come on, people gotta pick up. Come on, Hawaii. You're always there for me, Hawaii. This is the last neon number, Milkman. Don't worry. Milkman's not even here. Never mind.
Please leave a message after the tone.
He has a customer, actually. That's why. Hey, we're calling about them fishhooks. We're calling about them fishhooks. Can you pick up when I call back in a little bit? Thank you. Bye.
All right. So. Meanwhile, in Hawaii, Charlie's bird's shitting on his back.
Ugh. Yeah. Were those a Yelp reviews, right, that said that?
Yeah.
So guys, like, the bird was shitting on the on his back. It was nasty. Oh, man. That guy's funny. I haven't messed with him too much. He's got, like, actual English speakers. He's got round eyes working for him now, and they intercept now. It sucks. He used to just be the wife and
him.
Son. Yeah. Yeah, it started with the son, right? The son started interfering. Yeah. So, do you know he was a golfer? He's a golfer, I guess? He golfs with his daughter?
He kind of looks like he wears golf garb.
Well, weren't there pictures of him that you found with him golfing or, like, posing with golf
That was
club?
Actually Tristan. I think a while ago on one of your shows you credited me with digging up the pictures. It was all Tristan.
Okay. I don't know why I thought it was you. See, I'm still running with that. That was fun, though. And eventually they got taken down. Yeah.
I've always wanted to know what Monica Piale means.
Monica Piale, yeah.
Monica. Sounds like something he did to a hooker.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, dude, for the longest, I thought he was speaking it was chinga tu madre that he was trying to say, though, this whole time. I had no idea. I thought he was saying some chinga tu madre way.
He was butchering it for sure.
Yeah. I don't know who taught him that. Some Mexicans was to tell him that.
The guy who washes the dishes
yeah.
taught him that.
Like, yeah, I'll teach you. Oh, he said he used to live in L.A., right? So I think that's where he might have picked him up. He must, yeah. I think he probably worked for his sister's restaurant in L.A., I think.
Maybe the health board banned him.
So he went to the island to hide out. Shit.
Too much bird shit.
Yeah. All right, here's Debbie. The Happy Place Show. Okay. Landline, if I do not want. Okay, shut up. Anyway, Debbie, The Happy Place Show? I don't know what that is, man. We'll call it. I'll ask her. The Happy Place Show. This sounds like a sexual thing.
Sounds like Neon Show.
The Happy Place Show. I'll show you my happy place. Motherfucker. Fucking this motherfucker. Nothing up from the motherfucker. Ripping a man in this motherfucker.
Hello, welcome to the happy place. I'm sorry I missed your call.
I really think that's like a whorehouse or something. Or Chihuahua. I gotta readjust my caller ID. Hang on. All right. What do we got here? Chihuahua and Jack Russell mix. Three girls and one boy. The boy's the one on the left or whatever. Pictures, I don't care. All right, here we go. Chihuahua and Jack Russell mix. We can do this. We can get someone to pick up. Shit. We do this all the time. So you're going to be doing noon shows? Noonish?
Yes.
Shows? All right.
Eastern.
Yeah. You know, you can drop your MP3s into Mixler's folder, and then you can upload them to your showreel at any time. I never knew that.
Oh, I could try that.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. You have some poppies? Yeah. You have poppies?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you got? What kind of, I'm a little confused. What kind of dogs is this?
This is a mixed Chihuahua with the Jack Russell.
Maricón?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the little dog.
Okay, all right, from Maricón's. They got, and you got three girls and one boy?
I think we have only one boy and three and two girls.
All right, one boy and two girls, okay. And all right, good. All right, so, mira.
Mm-hmm.
Mira, we want to make a soup, you know, sopa.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, with the dogs.
Oh, no, we don't sell it for that.
No, but we don't, you know, we're not going to tell you, all right? We're just going to say that we want the dogs, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then we make a sopa with them, soup. And we want to break their little necks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, does the boy have big sexual organs? Or are they still... Is he a... How big are his sexual organs, you know?
No, I don't know.
I mean, how old is the boy?
He's a... A month and a half, I think.
Oh, so he doesn't have a big dick or anything yet, like that yet, right?
Mm-mm.
No. Hi. Yeah. Who's the mama dog and the dad dog? Do you have them?
Yeah, we still have it, the mom and daddy.
Okay. All right. And so you're saying that the two dogs that you have, they had sex?
Yeah.
They had sex, the two dogs, and so who's the mom dog, the Jack Russell or the Chihuahua?
The Jack Russell
is the female.
The daddy is the Chihuahua.
All right, so the Chihuahua got behind the Jack Russell and he fucked the Jack Russell with its dick.
Uh-huh.
All right, and then it did the ejaculation inside the Jack Russell.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what happens?
Yeah, what happened? What?
What happens after the dog fucks the other dog? The boy dog and the girl dog have fucking. What happens after that?
I don't know, man. I'm busy right now. I'm sorry. Maybe you call tomorrow, you know.
No, but
right
I don't now. Understand. You need to explain to me how the dog. What happened? I'm sitting there saying, Mira. Mira. That guy's funny. That guy's in Arkansas. Interesting. All right. Who's next? 5 week old, $6 each. Baby bunnies, yeah. They can't be too attached to these. These are ones we can kill. You want to kill some bunnies?
Yeah, Cadbury.
Do they shit them eggs?
Smells like dead ducks.
Oh.
Oh, why does this always happen?
Hello? Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, I hung up. I didn't know you were going to hack machine. I'll mark it a recall, you know, and then we can do that, yeah. In search of long hair or Persian kitten. I'm looking for a Persian or a long hair kitten. I'm wanting a kitten who will be a lab cat and loves to cuddle. All right.
My kitty.
You can say I'm
a furry.
Persians
have the flat faces.
You can say you're a furry. Your persona is a cat. Then you're looking for a human. No, you say what you want, Dial. You do what you want.
I actually like that.
Alright, that works.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It was a down pillow. I threw it down on it.
Maybe I'm bad luck. I should jump off.
I neglect her, so.
You gotta flush me. I'm stinking up your show.
I stink on ice. Stink on ice. I hate that fucking term. What's just one of those terms?
I think during the noon shows, I want to rip off other characters just for fun.
Yeah. He doesn't want to use them, apparently, so fuck it.
Right. Yeah. He can be nice and loud in the car.
Yeah. We're calling bunnies back. Bunnies. If not, you can hack the machine. Yeah. But your love is superficial. It's the simple shit you need to pay attention to.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Wait, goodbye.
I thought we had an answer machine before. Fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Maybe it forwarded.
Did I call a rumba? I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Well, never mind that. Or was it this one? Hang on. All right, we'll try this one. Okay. I saw the wrong bunnies. Shit, I'm stupid. All right, here's the right one. Try this again. We got this. I'm going to take a break.
Like an ice fish.
Yeah. I'm gonna eat the rest of my steak salad. That's what I'm gonna do.
Nom 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 nom.
For the love of my life.
My touchscreen is laggy on Skype, apparently.
That has nothing to do with it. All right. Large doghouse, brand new. Paid $125, asking a firm $50. Nice. All right.
Ooh.
You know who had a dope doghouse? Snoopy. He had like a whole like 5-story building in there. So weird. I don't know if you ever catch the Snoopy comics, but like once there was like a one of the strips and. Like Schroeder came out and he's like, yeah man, he's got like a whole pool table here. And I was like, how's that possible? Snoopy was the man. He's alright.
This guy remembers how much he paid for the goddamn thing.
Yeah, I know, right? We gotta try to get Milkman back, shit, damn it. Let's try him first. I want to try to get like 15 more minutes here for a break. It's my goal. Milkman, are you back? You back with us?
Yes.
All right, good. I figured you had a customer because I lost you.
Yes.
Yes. All right, here are the details on the doghouse dialer if you're interested. Thank you. Listen up. I've been
with you going 3 times and plus. Big houses, cars, jewelry. How many stories is it?
No, it's nothing. It's just a little doghouse, I guess. You get to the point where you at. Oh, this is the idea we got. The idea is that we start telling them about our 3-year-old son and how much he loves our new pit bull puppy. Eventually get to the point where you ask if they think the doghouse will be big enough to keep your 3-year-old son in along with a bowl of water and food. Okay.
Wonderful. I know you think you were stuck because followers
click in against your ambition. But do what you want, though. If you're doing it, that is. Are you
is
doing
it a prank request?
Yes, it was a prank request. Just so you can fit in. I did it again. I put it in the wrong chat. I gave it to Neil again. comes. No wonder you're like, whoa.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling about the doghouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having trouble viewing the images. Hold on just a second. Let me try to pull it up again. I was just about to ask you what it's made of, but hold on. There it is. All right. So you paid $125 for this, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite see. You didn't put down dimensions. I know it's kind of hard to measure because it's circular, but what do you say the square footage is on this?
I don't know. I know it's big enough for a German Shepherd.
Oh, okay. Okay. Full grown German Shepherd, right? Or do you have other pictures?
Yeah.
I'm trying to. I'm looking at it on my phone. There's only one picture, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you say a 3-year-old could live in there comfortably for a little while?
A 3-year-old child?
Yeah, my daughter, she has autism, and she's a little too much to keep in the house. That was in poor taste, sir.
Maybe he's got an autistic kid. I don't know. That might be what happened. Let's try it again. Too much.
Try it as me?
Yeah.
We're not kidding. She's really bad.
Oh man,
science fiction.
Science fiction, huh?
Please leave your message for
Randy Lancaster.
And I hung up on Milkman on accident. Yay, this is a great
shit,
movie.
Damn it. Randy sounds like he's a state police or something important like that.
Like, just from the voice?
Yeah.
Sound of his jib, I guess. The cut of his jib. The cut
he
of
has
his audio.
Girth.
He's good.
Show me your girth.
Nah, he's just an impersonator. He's watched too many episodes of cop TV shows. He probably knocks on when he comes over to your house, he knocks on the door real loud like a cop would too.
I'm here.
Sorry, Milkman. I hit the wrong button. Sky piss, Milkman. Sky piss. It's my fault. I'm running out of ideas here for the time being. While I wait for numbers to catch up, we're going to call a gentleman's club. Fuck it, right? I usually don't like calling them because they're very loud there. Dialer, can you do your female voice at in a gentleman's club called the King of Diamonds?
Call the King of Diamonds. No, that's the name of it.
Yeah, King of Diamonds Gentleman Club on 8 Mile in Detroit.
Maybe they have a VIP booth that has like a phone near it or something. Or they can walk it over.
King of Diamonds.
Hi, my friend Gary is there. He's in the VIP area. Do you think you could run the phone over to him? It's very important.
Who?
Gary.
I don't have a Gary. I don't know where Gary is.
You don't have a Gary here.
Nope.
This is King of Diamonds, right?
I'm sorry, yes.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, do you want to show me your Gary? I'm going to be there in 5 minutes.
Shit.
Click. They don't mess around in them places, though.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah, they don't. Because they're...
Going to have inside info, I guess.
Yeah. You got to know such and such as an asshole there. You can fuck with them. Ooh, a corn snake for sale. There we go. Corn snakes. You know, people, I believe, confuse the corn snake with coral snakes because they look a little bit similar and they suffer as a, you know, but they're a non-poisonous snake, from what I understand, and they're very effective at rat control, especially in corn grows. Yeah. There you go, the corn snake. Official snake of the Madhouse Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you got a corn snake?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so corn snakes, they kind of look like coral snakes, but they ain't coral snakes, they're corn snakes, right? They're not dangerous or nothing, right?
They're not dangerous, but they don't really look like coral snakes. I think the ones you're thinking of are milk snakes.
Oh, fuck, shit, yeah, you're right. The corn snake is the corn snake is the nice snake. He's a nice boy snake, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so what's the snake's name?
Oh, whatever you want it to be.
All right.
All right. Now it's snake.
Can I call? My wife is the one interested in the snake because she likes. Did you ever hear the story of how Alexander the Great was conceived?
Nope, what's it?
He was conceived by a woman, his mom, and a snake.
That's fantastic.
So we're trying to recreate that. Yeah, here's my wife. She'll explain it all to you. She's going to fuck a snake.
Hi. Hello? Hello?
Word.
Hi, I just wanted to... do you have a current measurement of the abdomen of the snake at its widest point? Okay, how big is it around, you know? What's the girth?
I can barely fit it into my rectum.
Oh, don't get it too dirty. God. A little bit of peanut butter on the corn snake, huh?
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Yeah, Alexander the Great's mother was a devout member of the orgiastic snake-worshipping cult of Dionysus. I don't know if the word orgiastic means orgies or O-R-G-I-A-S-T-A. Wow, let me see. They had snake orgies? Holy shit.
Let's go with that.
And she, I guess she said, or she told people, oh yeah, I got pregnant by a snake. Hang on, I gotta look up that word. If I can copy.
Snake milk or milk snake. If you rub the corn snake long enough, does it shoot milk?
Yeah. Yeah, shit, look, orgiastic, of or resembling an orgy. So yeah, they had snake orgies, wow.
I remember I caught a snake once and it was pissing all over the bucket I caught it in, and it was just, ugh.
Ew,
God.
Did you kill him then?
Getting that anywhere near a naked body is just like, ugh.
Oh my god, fucking snakes. Man.
Nothing smells lovelier than snake piss.
I guess, ew, I can imagine. Yeah, but snakes don't make milk. We're all joking around here saying snake milk, but snakes don't make milk. Don't be silly. Someone is driving Fort Smith to Tampa, Florida. All right. Ride offered. Leaving the Fort Smith area, blah, blah, blah. Well, all right, anyway, so we got a guy, he's offering rides, I guess, to Tampa, out from where he lives. I guess this is Florida we're calling.
Probably get kicked off of Uber.
Think so. For being
one too many rapes.
Being sexually aggressive, like Milkman. Yeah, that's why Milkman is an Uber driver. Is not one anymore. And he actually was innocent. He was just talking to the girl, and she took it really the wrong way. Milkman doesn't even know what he said. That she must have heard him wrong, but she had him fired. I'll stop making up stuff about poor Milkman. Anyway, so yeah. So this guy's leaving. Oh, okay. He's taking a long trip to Tampa, Florida, to see his son, or hers. Whatever. Anyway, so I guess you're just saying, hey, if you want to hitch a ride with me to Tampa, join in. You want to do it? You can.
All right, Tampa.
And I'll paste it in the meantime, quickly.
I haven't got any audio for a while.
Sorry, Milkman.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you the guy giving rides to Tampa?
Huh? Yeah,
are you the guy giving,
I'm going
yeah,
to...
Yeah, Tampa, right?
Tampa?
Yeah, oh, my God, I have got to get out of here, but I just don't... You know, I'm not going to ride with a creep, right?
Oh, okay. I'm 57 years old. And I'm retired. My son lives down there.
Oh, my God, really? Because I had one beer right now, and I'm so drunk right now, and it was 50 cents. It cost 50 cents, the beer.
Where are you at?
I need a ride that I can trust.
Oh, okay. Well,
Last time I tried Uber, and I got in the car with a guy, and he was crazy. He was crazy, and then I had drank two beers, and I don't know what happened, but I was really sore. I just need a trustworthy guy, you know.
Or smoking on the way, you know, because I'm gonna go from here to Mobile and then on that way. I think about stopping by Biloxi, but I'll probably stop in Biloxi on the way back. But,
so you're in Northeast?
Yeah,
you're
I'm
going to
leave here the 19th.
Right.
If you want to ride along, you know, it'd be nice if you can pitch in for some gas, but, you know, just... And how much stuff you got?
Oh, I don't have too much stuff. I just have one little bag, you know. I just want to get out. I just want to get out of here. My boyfriend's a psycho.
Oh, okay.
He tried to cut me,
okay.
And he's talking to me about this Richard guy all the time.
I'm 57 years old, so, you know, I'm, you know, basically, well, I'm not completely harmless, but, you know, I'm pretty mellowed out. Are you from Tampa or from here?
I'm from here. I just want to get out of here, you know. I just want to get out, go down,
okay.
You know, go down on you.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. How old are you and stuff?
I'm 23.
Oh, okay.
Why are you asking me that? You scared me just now. You just scared me?
Well, I was just making sure that you know, at least 21.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any beer? Maybe we can drink beer while we drive?
Oh, no. We're not going to drink and drive.
Okay. Right now, I'm sorry. I'm just really drunk right now because I was, you know, scared by this guy earlier, this Richard guy. He won't stop calling me all the time.
All right.
So I have to get out of here. I'm just so scared.
But you're in Fayetteville now, huh?
Yes. Yes. Where are you right now?
I'm in Muldrow. I'm close to Fort Smith.
I need a place to stay tonight. Can I stay with you tonight?
Can you get down here?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. My brother has a car. I don't think I can drive right now. Do you? I think I just, you know, I shouldn't drive right now.
I think you should just kind of mellow out right now. And especially if you've been drinking, it's especially.
I just really
want
to. I just really want to meet you, before the ride. I just want to meet you,
okay.
Get to know you,
Right. Well, I got a Facebook page and everything. I got long hair. I used to work for the government. I'm retired. My son lives in Tampa, and I haven't seen him. It's terrible, but we're gonna go down and see Humphreys McGee. Salvador Dali Museum and kind of just hang out. But
my God, why are you yelling at me about all this stuff? I'm confused. You scared me.
Oh no, I was just telling you what I was gonna, I was just talking.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, you have my number, my name's Terry. So
Terry?
Just give me a call whenever you want to.
Okay, I'll call you when I'm not scared. I have to go vomit. I'm gonna puke.
Oh, okay.
Last time I puked, I got it all over my shoes. That was no fun.
Oh, that's well.
Terry,
hey, where
Terry.
I live by myself. It's really mellow. It's here by Muldrow. It's out in the country. I got a creek in my backyard and stuff. You know.
Okay. Got a nice creek
it's
there. You can wash
sexy,
yourself.
But hell,
maybe
I
we can wash each other.
Guest room if you need to. But don't be carrying shit off or nothing like that. No, I mean, I drink a little and stuff like that, but I'm not into any meth or anything like that.
Okay. That meth really scares me. My cousin, he did meth, and his teeth are gone. His eyes disappeared inside his head.
Oh, I have a brother that on and off. He's been clean for like the last 5 or 6 years, but... That's people that I don't even mess with them. You know what I mean?
I know. People do meth and it does all kinds of crazy things.
Beer,
like I tried meth once and it made my
voice change into a man's voice. Do you smoke weed?
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Love you.
Yeah, that scared him finally. Oh boy, that's good stuff.
Michelle might be a man.
That was funny, Michelle, man. Shout out to Michelle. That was funny. Oh my God, you scare me right now.
It's really hard to replicate her personality because it's just all over the place.
You got to be in a weird place, man. But it's doable. But yeah, you got to really suspend a lot of stuff up there in the head. Comcast. Oh, we got a Twitter complainer. We got some. I'm gonna take a break because I got like Twitter complainers and stuff, and I want to do that in the second part because I like some help when I do that stuff. You know, with more to cry. Do you want to stick around? Can you stick around, or you got to go here at the break? I'm gonna be gone for like.
No, I gotta. Six. I gotta go catch some shut ass.
All right. Well, hey man, it's good to have you. So you're gonna be doing shows back on the network starting soon. Any day now, this week maybe. You're thinking.
Yes, I'm gonna try tomorrow.
Cool.
As well, if I don't get interrupted.
Cool. I'll offline send you the password and whatever tonight. Okay. You should have it in the morning.
Right, sounds good.
All right, I'll see you later. Thanks for being on, Dialer.
See ya. Thank you.
Dialer! Milkman, are you here? Milkman? Are you muted? I think Milkman's muted. Poor Milkman, muted. Doesn't know how to fix his shit in it all the time. He's always messing up with his shit. I want to remind everyone that I am on Tiny Chat right now. tinychat.com/prankcallnation. You can hit me up over there on the Tiny Chat and watch me do my thing. Yeah, so I'm going to take that break that I've been aiming at. I'm going to finish eating. I got this nice steak salad. I didn't eat all of it at dinner, but I do have some here that I'm going to dine on right now. So, yeah, like maybe 6 minutes or so. I got more Lonesome Loser numbers coming in here. That's always a good sign. We're going to be okay. Don't worry. Yeah, we got a ride offered here in Little Rock now. We got some rides. Yeah. Empty cargo van. Ready to go. And, and then we also got a mover ready in Chicago. Ready for short or long distance hauls. Cool. All right. Cool. So we got some shit to call. Dwight sending in numbers also. Like I said, we got looks like some Twitter complainers, stuff like that. That's exciting. So we got those to get to. I'm sure we'll have a nice group here with us. Milkman, are you there, man? I'm just talking to my diary. When I open up my book, right, I'm going to restart the, because I think my calling app is down, so I'm going to restart that during the break too here. Actually, I'll do that now. And hopefully we get Milkman back here in a second. But yeah, we'll have some friends. I saw Trainwreck was out there too, which is good. Trainwreck. Oh, well, he went yellow now. Never mind. He's away on Skype. He might not be here anymore. I should have added him in earlier. He might have been able to join. Good to see you though, Trainwreck, if you're still listening in absentia. I'll be back in just a moment, folks. Don't go anywhere. Thank you.
You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
we'll always
ever,
be behind you.
Ever. Make you who you are.
I don't know what's going on. Every time you start going on the call, it just goes quiet on my end. I cannot hear you anymore, dude.
I don't know, man. I think I fixed it during the break. I think I fixed it, okay?
Because something's going on, dude. You know, like, I don't know, man. Just it ain't working on my end.
Yeah? Did you restart your phone yet?
I did that a long time ago, but that's not what's going on. It's on your end.
I'm kidding.
There's no audio coming to me. It's just holding my phone open, and I can't use it to do anything.
I said I think I fixed it, motherfucker. All right?
Well, you better fix the motherfucker, darn, because, like, you know, there ain't no point in me holding on to a silent puppy.
Hold on to your dick. No, I think I got it.
Motherfucker.
Excuse me, I think I got it. Man, I'm burping.
All right. Thank you.
No, thank you.
If he starts cutting out and shit, I'll just bail and call me at the end, man. But I don't want to say it on hold if I can't hear the show.
I said I think I fixed it. I said I think I fixed it. Right?
Thank you.
Fucking Milkman's all wound up.
There. Yeah, Milkman's like, yeah, we gotta get this shit fixed or I'm gonna drop off. And I come back. That's what he said.
Well, I don't want to sit there on hold, man. If you want to call to your brother's show, you don't want me to feel like a Negro and sit there and on hold where everybody's having fun, do you know?
Indeed. All right, let's continue with the show. Where do we have numbers from? Dwight sent in numbers. Thank you, Dwight.
You're welcome.
That's very helpful.
Mike McClain, the fucking hand.
Oh, yeah. And we got some Twitter complainers, but you know what? I want to do some Indian.
It's Dwight in the house.
Do these Indians have a history, or are they the ones from Saturday that were being real angry?
No, different place.
Do you remember? Wasn't there one Sunday, Saturday that was real funny Saturday night?
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember where the fuck they were.
Oh man, that one. There was that one that yelled at you. General was playing him back.
Oh, he was.
Shut up! He said, "Shut up." That was the one that told Morgan to shut up. Shut up. I gotta close the door. My wife's gonna be mad at me.
Thank you for calling Sedges on the Drag. This is Alex. How can I help you?
Hey, sexy. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I'm gonna put Dwight on the line. He's sexier. I'll be right back.
Hey, how you doing there? I need to make an order for pickup.
All right. What would you like?
You got the chicken tikka masala?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me get one of those. Let me see here. I'm gonna get some of that garlic naan. That's that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
How many pieces come with that?
It's one piece cut in half, but as big as your face.
Okay. Let me get. You got the Papa Doms.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let me get the Papa Doms. I think that's gonna do it. I think that's what the order is gonna be there.
All right. Cool. For here to go.
Well, no, I'm gonna come pick it up.
Okay, cool. It'll be ready in like 15 minutes.
Hey, wait a minute. You got some of that the banchot stuff? You got that stuff?
Say it one more time.
Banchot?
Never heard of it.
Oh, you got an Indian guy there? Maybe you could run it by him real quick?
I've worked here for like 2 years, though. I don't think that's on our menu.
Yeah, well, they say it's on like the secret menu stuff. You said normally if you request it, they'll make it.
All right, say it one more time. I'll ask the kitchen.
Banchot.
Banchot?
Banchot, yep.
Do we sell banchot? Banchot? Do you know anything about it? Banchot? No, I'm getting blank lips here, buddy. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, get that fucking order ready and then put it right up your ass, because I don't want that dirty shit.
All right.
All right, you just grease your butthole up with that.
I'm doing it right now, man.
Yeah, does it feel good? Is it nice and wet and hot?
Well, it'll be better when you're here.
Oh, yeah? You want me to kiss it, make it all better? Just like your mama did?
No. I want you to take a big bite out of it.
Ooh, that's fucking sick. You're gross, yeah, motherfucker.
I know,
you know that?
I know you like it, Ned. Hey, I've got actual work to do, so I'll see you, bud.
Yeah, you will see me, motherfucker.
Fuck. I hate it when
the Indians didn't know what the fuck that meant.
Yeah, it's like, no, we don't know.
Oh, no.
I hate it when the English be doing all that shit, man. Well, when the Indian places be hiring the English speakers.
Fucking Guaylos.
Guaylos? What's that? I don't know what that means.
Round eye.
And what, Japanese or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Fuck. Gotta get back to the number list here. Okay. What kind of Twitter complainers do we have with these Comcast ones? Can you explain the first one whilst I copy-paste something?
There's a mixture of them, but the first one, something about the sound. They're having issues with the sound on all of their channels, and they're pretty pissed off. They tried rebooting the box, you know, the typical fucking troubleshooting shit, and It has not worked.
Oh, is that the first one then, Sarah?
Yeah, but I think that's the biggest problem is she's a woman.
Yeah, all right, we'll take care of that. We'll tell her, check her ears. Milkman, do you hear? Are you hearing us? Did that work for you, that one?
Yeah, I'm hearing it. That was fucking funny. Good. That was a good ploy there. Yeah. Why I didn't heard that one. It's a good way.
Good. I fixed it. This software, sometimes it leaves a call in limbo. Like, I'll hang up and it says disconnected and it just sits there. It doesn't kick it out.
Thank you very much, Chito, for fixing my audio. Thank you so much.
I had to raise hell, but thank you. I'm sorry. I know I had already fixed it on my own. I knew it was a problem, but whatever. I'm smart.
Please leave your message for 64633.
All right. I will call again.
Oh, that's the jam.
Oh, wait, Neon. Hey, did you connect? Yeah, I
knew. I sure did.
I can't tell because your background's white and the little dots are white. So.
What?
On your avatar. At least on my end, when someone connects, it shows these three white dots going up and down. But if whoever I'm trying to connect with has like a white image on their avatar, it just blends in and I can't see it because I'm blind.
Let me change it.
Put a black girl. Profile.
Please leave your message for 64633.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Mark, instead here. If nothing else, knowing my cable bill could in some way help fund another Jurassic World movie is unconscionable. I guess what he's complaining about, a big bill? Boo-hoo.
Fuck him. I think part of like a pay-per-view, like they did it with American Sniper. If you purchase a pay-per-view, then a portion goes to something or other. So I think that might be what they're bitching about.
Well, he's trying to be a little smartass. All right, we'll take care of him.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is Eddie with Comcast Universal. I saw that you had a complaint regarding our corporation.
Yeah, I finally got to senior management, and we have a tech coming out tomorrow.
Well, I'm actually calling to intercede. We've canceled your technician coming out, sir.
Why is that?
Well, I guess you broke your terms of service via some type of social media. I think you had a tweet.
Our terms of service, we pay you guys. I don't think that's accurate.
No, you have a EULA in the terms of service that you agree to when you use our service or internet. Cable, television.
I've never heard that before. What did I do wrong?
Usually what happens is like a customer makes slanderous comments.
I said that I didn't enjoy Jurassic World.
Let's see. It says, if nothing else, knowing my cable bill could in some way help fund another Jurassic World movie.
Is unconscionable.
Yeah. Well, you spelled unconscionable wrong first because it comes up with the...
Oh, well, thank you. I'll delete that. So You're threatening my service if I don't, because I said something bad on Twitter?
No, I'm not threatening your service. Actually, you already broke the terms of service, so...
So, well, our service is broken right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But well, it hasn't worked all day.
We're going to be putting in a hard disconnect here, probably by next 30 minutes or so. There'll be a complete disconnect of your service for breaking of the terms of service, and we'll need any equipment you have. It looks like you have a modem and a DVR box.
Wait a minute. You're shutting off our service?
Oh, he hung up. Shit.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that was heading to a good place.
Damn.
Tell him you shut it off mid-call.
Where did he go?
That would be funny if it on accident he disconnected. He said, motherfucker did it right now.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I think my associate in the voice department accidentally turned off your voice service. I told him to hold off. Go ahead, you were saying?
No, I don't understand. I've never agreed to anything like that. And the account isn't even in my name, so I don't understand.
Well, I guess if you're on a Comcast Xfinity IP address when you made this message, probably that's how... Yeah, because everything is filtered. The internet traffic, like any tweets and messages you say, they do get filtered for content.
So I don't understand. So if someone says something bad about the service, you can shut them off?
Per the terms of service, yes. Yes, at that point, if you
but
break...
That was never, well, when you, did we agree with it?
You broke arbitration rules. You're supposed to bring in a third-party arbitrator in order to proceed before you just come out and say something like that. So you are
but
in... Yeah.
Because I said something about Jurassic World?
Yeah, that is a universal... I guess it's a... Yeah, it is a universal product, and we're... This is... You know, anything NBC, Universal, Comcast, any of the Universal Studios theme parks, we're all under the same umbrella company now.
This seems really extreme. Is this a prank someone's playing on me?
No, no, sir. I assure you, this is not a prank or a joke. Your service... I can... If you want me to put you through to your, my supervisor, he can explain the whole thing.
I'd like to have... Yeah, please. Thank you.
Just a moment.
Good evening, this is Dwight.
I'm sorry, who are you?
My name is Dwight.
Can you tell me anything about my Comcast account, please, so I know that this is legit?
I'll be more than happy to help you with that. Cross, did you verify this account?
Yes, it is verified, yes.
The account's verified? Okay. Sir, what is your name? What can I address you as?
Well, I'm sorry, tell me. Please tell me something about my account, please.
Tell something about your account. All
yeah,
right,
so that
no
I can
problem.
Verify that you're
from, what I see here on the account, it looks as if your name is Mark. Last name is kind of difficult. I don't want to murder it. But you currently
okay,
have our service in Illinois. Is that correct?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yep, can you tell us the address that I received service at?
Mr. Dwight, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, give me just a moment. My subordinate is trying to give me some information
that
here.
That caller that I turned, that asshole, I did not verify his account, so... Yeah.
There was no verification of the account?
My bad.
Okay. Right. No, I would have to verify the account to make sure that you are who you say you are for security purposes. I hope you understand, because we don't want other people getting a hold of your information.
Yeah, but I just don't understand how if someone tweets something that you can shut off service. We've been paying for the service. Your service
oh, okay,
actually doesn't
so you,
work.
Okay, so you want service disconnected. Did my associate
no,
help
I
you
did
with
not.
That?
Someone's threatening me because I said a bad tweet about Jurassic World.
You sent out a tweet.
Yep.
Okay, hang on a second. Where was this tweet?
A month.
Did you send something to our social media department?
I just said at Comcast Care because that's the only way I can get service from you guys.
Right. What popped up on my screen here is a tweet. Let's see. It's for your account. It popped up a phone number. It's the name is looks like Gravy Boat. I'm assuming that's you.
No, that's not me at all.
Are you sure?
No, not us.
Okay. Well, it says, if nothing else, knowing that my cable bill could in some way be help, or I'm sorry, could in some way help fund another Jurassic World movie is unconscionable. Now, is that something you sent to Comcast Cares?
That sounds really funny, but I don't think I did that.
Okay. And then there was a follow-up. And if I find it really coincidental that this person's name is Mark also. This says right on here, at Comcast Cares, you can go F yourself. I don't want to use the foul language that was used.
I don't think I've ever, I don't think there's a single F-bomb on there.
Well, we were able
if
to, I'm sorry, how would you know this? You said this isn't you.
Oh, I found his website and his blog and everything. I was starting to feed you the info.
Yeah. I was going to hit him with that, you know, it came from your IP address, motherfucker.
That was quick, Dwight. You're like, well, how would you know? I was totally thinking that, too.
You just totally fucking denied that was you, son of a bitch.
Yeah, true.
Another denial.
Uh-huh. Should I? I'll try him again. Maybe
what's
he dropped again.
What's the poor choices show?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Don't call me no more.
All right. Paul. Paul here wants us to call him about a beautiful room for rent for $350. It's in San Diego, home of the Mexicans. Neon, would you like to call?
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't I?
No, you were just next. I swear.
Yeah, I had beaner food tonight. Let's go.
Hi.
I'm
looking at your ad for a room for rent.
Oh, the room's been taken.
Oh, no. For real?
I know. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Do you have any other things for rent?
No. Joe, I just had the room for rent, and it's been taken. I had a lot of people calling me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did the person already move in?
No.
Could I wrestle them for the room?
You should probably kick their butt for the room.
Hell yeah. So whoever wins, yeah. Can we have the room?
Yeah, that's good. But I'm not responsible for anyone's injuries or anything like that.
Is it a female?
It's a male.
Oh, even better. That would be awesome. Yeah, I like to do jello fighting and med fighting, so might be kind of cool.
All right, I'm sorry about that. The room's been taken.
Nude oil wrestling?
Jello fighting sounds whack because it just melts, you know?
I always like yelling at those people. Like, they don't have the common courtesy to go fucking take the goddamn ad down.
You do hate that, Dwight. You do. You do bring that up a lot.
I know. Dwight gets mad.
And then it's like, take it on. You're wasting my time. I got a show to do. It's true, though, man. We got a show to do.
Well, you see, somebody did that the other day. I think it was yesterday. And instead of deleting the ad, they just put taken in the ad. They edited the fucking subject to put taken instead of just taking the goddamn thing
down.
Well,
even that's helpful, right? Yeah.
Now the ad's still up.
Yeah. Well, like on my swap shop one, they'll do a second ad, the one that I hit up, and it'll say, like, thank you, and it's taken. God bless you. That's what it usually says. They always put, it's a Christian radio station that I do, so they're all about that. $500 to 110 square foot home, furnished room for female and cute home. That neon, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Orange Crush.
Crush.
I thought that was the guy answering.
Me too.
Orange Crush. I love this thing.
Hello, this is Angie. You've reached 760-5.
I always get called Angela. It's not a good thing.
Was as racist as grocery manager, the grocery store I worked at as a kid. He kept calling me Jose, and it's like, oh, every time he'd say, like, hey, Jose, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know why I call you that. He did it on purpose. I think it was doing it on purpose to be racist, and he would immediately say, oh, I'm sorry.
Hello,
I'm
this
sorry.
Is Angie. You've reached 7.
Oh shit, I hung up on
32. Oops.
Yeah, I knew he was doing it on purpose. Like, motherfucker, you. Oh, wait, I didn't hang up on him. I just put him on hold. Yay! How do I unhold him? Like that? No, it's recording. Oh, it's stuck on hold, man. There we go. Milkman, you there? Hello?
Yeah, I mean Orange Crush for real, buddy.
Yeah? You feeling it? Crushing?
Ice cold, man. It's just delicious.
Hey, Milkman, it's doing that shit again on the call app here. It's my fault, because if I screwed it up when I hung up on someone, they got stuck now. So if it does,
thank you, Chito, for bringing me back. I appreciate it, my brother.
Listen, if it doesn't now, let me know and I'll restart the app. It takes me 10 seconds to fix it, but just let me know. I'm being lazy. But I have to call you back if I restart it. But I have to call you back if I restart it, so I prefer not to. You can't hear me.
All right. I'll get you if I drop off, then you know.
There you are. I'm going to restart it after this call. I'll just restart it after this call. All right. Milkman wears lipstick and smokes on chronic pit. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey. You got some puppies for sale?
Yes.
Oh, good. How many puppies you have?
I have to make a big stew.
A big what?
I'm trying to get some puppies, several puppies.
Yeah, to make what you said, a stool. This is not a joke. Why are you calling at this time of the fucking night, you fucking...
Hey, I said a stew.
Oh, my God. She said you're going to make a puppy tails.
She thought I said stool? I said stew, first of all. She hung up while she was yelling stool. I love it when they do that. When they get that pissed. Like, motherfucker, you...
Oh, did you hear the last night these people were selling chickens? I'll tell you after the break.
That's selling chickens?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, I was calling about the puppies.
Oh, the puppies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. They have a $200 rehoming fee?
Okay, what would you like to know about the puppies?
Well, how old are they, first of all?
How old are they?
No, he was playing games. I don't like that.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
He dutifully listens to his wife. Yeah, what?
They were selling chickens, uh-huh. And I told him I wanted to buy the chickens, that I need them to train for my next boxing match against Apollo Creed. And like, the lady had no idea who fucking Apollo Creed was.
Oh, boy.
And I said I was going to hang it upside down, and I was going to fucking practice punching the chicken and chasing the chicken around. Yeah, so I was gonna chase the chicken around in my sweatsuit and stuff. fucking Rocky and shit. They're like, no, they're not for that. And it says right in the ad, like, they're ready to be your dinner, but they object to me, like, beating the fuck out of the chicken.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
You want to let the chicken know it has a chance first,
yeah,
right?
At least you're, like, you know, giving the chicken a chance to maybe peck you real quick and run away and get away. It still has that 1% chance. If you just kill it and eat it.
Yeah, let's kill it and eat it.
Yeah.
Short life. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you eat it, then it's going back into the earth. It goes into you, and you eat it, and you shit it out. And it goes back into the earth and becomes part of Mother Earth again. Maybe that's why.
Delicious.
But that would happen eventually to the, you know, punching chicken also, right? It's going to decompose somewhere. It's not going to live forever. There you go.
Do you still have that number, Dwight?
What's that? Oh, do the chickens? No.
Aw, I want to choke that chicken.
Fuck those chickens. Amy is a Time Warner complainer. Ooh. She says it varies, that they never know. They normally wait, and if it doesn't come back, we troubleshoot. Oh, that's their answer. Time Warner said, what happened? Okay. I'll do it.
Straight out of concepts.
Hey, you've reached Amy. Here comes the...
Here comes the pain.
We've reached for Amy.
Alright, after this call, I'll reset it, Milkman, because I don't want to lose you here in the shuffle. If you can hear me. She just picked up and hung up. Alright, Milkman, I'm calling you back because I have to restart the machine. Okay? Bye. Bye, Milkman. We'll figure it out. Just a moment, please. So anyway, what's going on? What are you guys up to? Dwight, we got to set a draft date, I guess.
Yeah, fucking preseason start today.
Oh shit, did it?
Yeah, the Vikings and... Fuck else was playing?
The Hoser.
Damn, I fucking forget who the else was playing.
Your mom was playing.
Probably.
Who would play the Vikings? Well, I guess it wasn't the Lions, because you'd know about that.
No, they play Thursday.
They never win. How many years?
Going to be Cecil or Cecil or whoever that is?
Cecil.
I see Cecil. Everyone was saying Cecil, and I'm like, no, it's Cecil.
Cecil who?
Cecil the Lion.
Oh, they got shot. Oh, I get it. That's a loose connection. It's okay. It's alright. Sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. Let's do another call. Let me go back to the numbers. My bad. So Amy's a Comcast complainer, but she didn't answer, so let's move on. My bad. Next is the puppy lady again. Fuck it, I want to call back. Let's see if she call it answers.
The one that just got mad?
Yeah.
I'll talk to her.
Okay. Oh, and I gotta call Milkman back after that, too.
Okay.
Please leave your message for 6196231355.
There you go. You got 10 combinations to figure out there, kids. Maybe you can find it. Oh, no.
I put some more Craigslist ones in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And that one you're trying to dial.
Is it circuits busy? It had a letter O in it, and I took out the letter O and replaced a zero, and it still did.
Never mind.
Maybe I still had copy paste problems. I think it was missing a digit. You said this came from Steven Aspenberger wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sick. He's sick in the head. Soul's ending right now. What?
I was like, what's going on?
What are you talking about?
Is he in there?
I don't know. Probably. Probably. At some point, I'll listen to this for sure. I'll be like, what? I missed my chance. Alright, enough ringing, Milkman. Come on, pick up the phone.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please, try your call again later.
We'll do that. Alright, that's probably Milkman with a customer. Just a moment while I break a plastic bag with my teeth.
Oh my god, what are you doing?
Opening a plastic bag, obviously.
What's in the plastic bag?
Bread.
Nice.
Liquid bread.
Liquid bread.
Matthew Weisfield says his United plane is here and they won't let me on. Oh, did it get booted off? Well, not booted, but what is it when they overbook a plane? You know, there is a formula. I think most of the airlines do overbook planes on a regular basis based on a formula that comes from statistics. Basically, that they know for a fact, like certain types, turns of the year, at least one or two people will miss their plane no matter what. So they always overbook it so that they can maximize, you know, on the busiest routes and the busiest times of the year. So Christmas, Thanksgiving. They're banking on that you're going to get there and you're going to miss your flight. And most of the time, indeed, someone misses a flight and, you know, no one is the wiser. Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy? And then they still charge you to, like, oh, you're late, huh? We're going to charge you. Fuck.
That's crazy. I'm not that well-versed with all the traveling with...
I've never missed a plane. How do you miss a plane flight? How lazy are you to miss a plane flight?
Well, you know, the one time I actually did get on a plane and actually traveled was out of the country and
went to
just
hell.
Being delayed.
Did it go to hell?
Almost. I went to England.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
No. I saw Nine Inch Nails. I was talking to Awkward about that. Saw Henry Rollins. Saw Josh Homme from the Queens of Stone Age. And what's his face? Simon Cowell was on our flight.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like, this is horrible flight?
Well, he's in first class, right?
You're probably saying, this is horrible.
Oh, this is terrible.
I thought he'd be on a plane. Well, I guess you can't really private flight across the pond, can you?
Yeah, no, it was a 15-hour flight from LAX to
I mean,
Heathrow.
I think unless you rent the whole plane, you're pretty much, you gotta fly.
Yeah, you gotta fly commercial.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because he was, like, already kind of famous, but this was, like, probably, like, 10 years ago, so, you know.
Nah, well, American Golden Idol. American Idol's been out since 2000, so he's been famous.
Well, he does the
USA.
British one or something now.
Yeah, he was famous in Britain before he was famous in the States, so he had to have been known somehow.
Definitely.
I'm sure he wasn't in coach. I'm sure he was not in coach. First class, you know?
Oh, yeah, he was in first class all the way.
I always try to sneak in and get that $25 first class update, the upgrade the day of the flight. And I always hit it, and I love it. It's so worth it, because the lounge, if you're going international, the lounge is worth it. Because when I go to Puerto Rico, it's considered international, and I can chill in the lounge. In my I usually get, I have a small airport here, and I take a connecting flight to either Newark or Philly, and I can chill in the lounge. Usually I have like a two-hour layover after a 30-minute flight, so like I straight up chill in the lounge, and you can get like, you can take a shower if you want, you can take a nap. They got like food, they get free drinks and beer and stuff. And you get free drinks on the flight, you know? And it's worth it there, so yeah.
I'm gonna have to remember that because I'm going this time next year. I'll be in Europe for a little bit.
I know a lot of people just try to get away with it. Like, a lot of people get free upgrades all the time, like free upgrades, like, not because they're points members or nothing, but they say, well, you just ask, and sometimes they say, yeah, they'll just give, like, hey, you got any free upgrades? Yeah, can you upgrade me?
Yeah, what do you fly? What, like, you fly out to get to Puerto Rico?
The last time I flew was U.S. Airways. No. Mm. Last flight I took to PR was Continental out of here. Yeah. No, I took Continental there. I took Continental there and U.S. Airways back. Yeah. I had a layover in Charlotte on the way back. I never had a layover before. That was the shit. It was just so boring of an airport. It was so fucking small. I was like, what is this? Like, oh, I left a regional airport that's bigger than this. I was like, fuck. This sucks. Yeah, it had like one decent like little restaurant bar there, but other than that, it was pretty underwhelming. It was nothing to do.
I was like freaked when I went because I had never been on a plane, and then obviously I go international. I'm like, I'm like scared out of my wits. And then when we come back, we had this 2-hour like, you know, delay in England, and they're like, oh yeah, by the way, the, you know, the, all the main electrical panels are not working. I'm like, this is the plane that's going to be 15 hours over the ocean. I'm like, I'm scared.
Thank you for flying.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy holidays.
They were English, so it was okay.
All right. Mexican, but we got to stop talking. Mexican Bob White's quails for rehoming. All right, so they're selling some quails. Great. You gotta eat those motherfuckers, you know? Make some pheasant. Squab, that's what it is. Squab, isn't that a quail dish? It's in a, it's like a little quail in a bag.
Quail in a bag.
It is. A squab is, you cook it in a, like in this kind of bag thing.
It's like a little quail. It's in a box.
But it's really hard to get right because it's always supposed to be like really... Like, it looks bloody, but it's not. It's cooked through, but it's just really super juicy because you cook it in a bag. But it's it's really hard. It's one of the harder... It's a difficult dish to make because to get it right, you know, you got to really know your stuff, the way you're cooking it. But to make sure you're not...
Hi, you've reached Ray's voicemail.
And it's really easy to fuck it up and overcook it, too, apparently.
My dad used to cook pheasant and quail and stuff. And
squab?
He did like his own. Yeah, is that what it's called? Is it called squab?
Let me look it up. I know I've seen squab on TV competitions, and he explained why it's so difficult.
You
know,
he just put like a lot of red wine and stuff. And
it's some kind of baby pigeon, you?
Yeah, and doves. He would eat doves.
Ew, yeah, in Puerto Rico, some people eat like pigeon soup, and my mom was like, "That's disgusting. You're gonna get hepatitis. Why would you do that?" She'd say, "That's disgusting."
Like, my mom would just say, "Oh, I'm like, what's dad eating for dinner?" Because my dad liked to cook. My mom cooked and stuff too. Yeah. And my mom's like, "Oh, your dad's eating birdie tonight."
Oh, that's gross, right, man. Because pigeons are like just flying rats. They're worse than crows.
No, not pigeons.
Yeah, but I'm saying in Puerto Rico, they did that pigeon soup.
Gotcha.
The pigeons that hang out by the church, you like throw, I guess, rocks at them and catch them. I don't know how you do it, but you catch pigeons somehow. Sopa de paloma, that's what it is.
Yep.
Oh yeah, we make some sopa de paloma. Like, fuck that.
My dad would burn the feathers off in the front yard on the grass, and we'd say the Ku Klux Klan came.
Your call has been forwarded to it.
What you gotta burn the feathers for?
Burn the feathers off so you don't have to sit there and pick them off. It's just easier to come off.
I don't like that idea at all. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, you're not gonna cook it with the feathers on.
Yeah, but you get the feathers off, you boil it, you put in the boiling water to get the rest of the feathers off, the pin feathers. Yeah, you don't know.
Well, they were already dead. It's not like they were alive when he was burning it and stuff.
Yeah, but it's just a pain in the ass to be burning it. Well, I guess for flavor, maybe you're doing that? I don't know.
I never ate it, so.
I don't know. What is he burning it with? With like a propane tank or something? What's he, what kind of fire are you making?
I don't know. I just saw the after effects. It looked like, you know, might as well have a burning cross there, too.
probably tastes like burnt plywood and shit.
I don't know.
Don't you people know how to pluck fucking bird feathers? Like chicken feathers and stuff?
They're not as big, though. They're small.
You take your time a little bit. Gosh.
I don't know. I'm not ready.
Excusa.
I'm sorry. But the person you called has a voicemail box.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of that tonight, Dwight. What, I mean, not saying it's your fault. It's been a rough night.
I did a shitload of it yesterday, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not prank call season right now. That's why. Baby pig. Yeah, I think my people just gone for the summer. I'm like, I ain't picking up the phone. It's too hot.
Dude, it was so hot today. I went to the liquor store, to get something to drink. And there were people complaining that the candy was melting.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, dude, your candy's melting. And they're like, the owner won't pay for the air conditioning. I'm like, dude, there was somebody that grabbed a bunch of Hershey bars and they were like melting
in his
hand.
How much candy did they ruin for that idea? He's like, fuck the candy. We'll take a loss on the candy. The AC is going to cost more. I don't know about that. But, it's probably just waiting to get rid of that stupid candy.
Mark guy deleted his tweet.
He knows he broke the terms of service. The toss. He
took it down just to keep his service.
Yep. Baby piglets. Micro mini teacup pigs. Piggies, piggy pocket pigs, it says. Oh, that's very cute. In the Inland Empire. Yeah.
Oh, God. Ghetto.
Is that like the ghetto in LA?
Yeah. Major ghetto.
Long Beach and shit. Where this guy is here is from, probably. Easy. Yeah, Inland Empire. Where's Compton, man? That's South Central, right?
Yeah, I got it. All right, thank you, Milo.
Oh. Hey, I'm trying to talk to you. Hello?
Well, who is it?
Hey, honey.
What do you want?
You have some baby pigs?
Yeah?
Yeah, I was looking to get some of them. Are they, for breeding, eating, or, for pets? What kind? They're teacup pigs, right? They're just pet pigs.
Can you shut the door so I can do the air?
No, you shut up.
Sorry.
You told me to shut up.
Oh, no one told you to shut up, you idiot. Okay, but now I'm telling you to shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
Holy shit, she was loud.
Yeah, she was telling him to shut the door so the air didn't get out. Curly's like, don't tell me now, shut up.
I don't know what she said. I just wanted to tell her.
Call that bitch back.
Yeah. Maybe Dwight get at her.
Me holla at her.
I'll change the caller ID.
Holla.
Let me change the caller ID to local. See if we get.
Tell her you want
to
see her Inland Empire.
I'm gonna shoot ya.
Gonna kill you and rape you.
Oh my god, yeah. Lost Exile in the air, he says that lady needs some dick to calm down.
That'll do it.
Yes, and she sounds like a bitch.
Bring her blood pressure down a little bit.
She's a bitch in.
Hello?
Who is it?
Yeah, I was calling about a Craigslist ad.
Which one?
Something about some pet pigs. My daughter sent it to me.
Did I just talk to you a minute ago?
No. I just got off of work and I checked my email, so I'm trying to make the call now.
Okay, yeah.
She's got a birthday coming up, so she had sent me something.
Out of control, rude.
I'm sorry.
So, I just got off the phone with somebody about the pigs who was out of control, rude.
Oh,
I wasn't sure if that was you because sounded kind of like you. Anyway, I'm really sorry. I did just sell my last piglet.
Oh, then why is the ad up, you stupid fucking bitch?
Oh, I knew it was the same pile of trash.
It's a different person, but you're a fucking cunt. Take the ad down.
No, you know what? This is the same fucking person. I guarantee you.
No, it's not, you dumb bitch. I'm the person.
I split your face wide the fuck open.
You're so stupid. It's two different people.
I fucking dare you to come down here. You have no fucking idea who the fuck I am, and you have no idea what the fuck I'll do to you.
Who you is?
I will rip your fucking body in half, bitch.
Who you is?
You think you're going to fuck with me? You think you're going to fuck with me?
Okay, Michelle.
I'll rip your fucking head off.
Okay. Who you is?
I think it's Michelle's
Hey,
sister.
Bitch, are you having postpartum since Michelle. You just sold your last pig?
That's Michelle's smartier, bitchier sister.
I'll rip your body in half.
I'll rip your body in half.
I'll split your fucking face wide open.
I'll fucking rip your lips off your face.
Get that 50 cent Walgreens beer.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking obvious that you got nothing better to do, but this is what it sounds like we hit for life. Ready, listen. Ready, listen.
No. Ready, go.
Okay. She got us.
Got him.
Got him. All right. I don't even... She fell a little short there.
George is right. Or not George, but Evil Ideas. There could have been a kiss my pussy coming out of her mouth at any
kiss
second.
Kiss my pussy.
Kiss my pussy.
I miss Blog Talk, Dwight. You're going to start doing Blog Talk.
Kiss my pussy.
I'm going to have the Callerific back to do it.
Oh. Isn't it online?
Well, Dashie's on vacation. So I gotta have him around in order to use it.
Oh, gotcha.
Since he accidentally erased the web-based one.
Hello?
Yeah, I said, are you that fucking bored? Get a fucking life.
Please, I'm sorry. We're sorry.
Fuck one of my pigs? You wanna have sex with one of my pigs, you little faggot? Is that what this is?
Yeah. Actually, that's where this words was going. That's where it was going. Let me answer, idiot.
No, you
I'm trying
will
to
lose
give
my
you
number,
answer.
And you never.
God damn it! I can be as loud as
you. Holy shit! Oh my god.
Where did you Carly? She's like, you're trying to fuck one of my things. Yeah, well, that's where it was going.
Oh my god. Why did she even bring that up? That's creepy.
I don't know. It actually was where I was going to go.
Bob Matt says he Q-tips the blood out of his ears.
Sorry, Matt. Sorry, Bob Matt. In Texas, we have a Comcast complainer who says, Comcast, where you pay for high speed and get dial-up speeds.
Bob Vance can't even hear your apology.
You're going to have to sign it in tiny chat.
Sorry.
Sorry. Carlito signs it. Bob Vance, it's okay.
Can you save that number, Carlito?
Say the number?
I'll save it.
Save it.
I'll save it. Yeah. Dwight will. I will say Oh, I wanted a Comcaster.
Thank you for calling. You've reached Corey at HRQ.
It's Corey and Security. J-O, probably a woman. United Airlines, true to form, plane barely late into LAX from Toronto. Connecting flight didn't wait. No food voucher. Zilch. Just a shrug. Oh, all right, let me...
Oh, so they're hungry.
Oh,
they're tired.
They're hungry.
They probably smell.
So are they stuck in LAX? Where are they in the check plane? Plane barely late into LAX. Okay, so they're in LAX. What is there a main restaurant there? Like sometimes
there's,
they have something where I can tell them we got you some vouchers at the Applebee's. Go there now. And they'll feed you.
Tell them to go to the Ruby's Diner.
Yeah, is there one there? All right.
There was last time I went.
All right. I'll tell them they can go there. And
oh,
oh, we're here for the. Watch them eat and everything. Watch them get seated and eat. And we're like, oh, it's under Joe. J-O. All right, let's try. Dwight, are you down for that? Dwight.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, fuck, we're going to fuck with them really good. Really fucking
good. You should call the Ruby's Diner and tell them to expect that I just posted the number.
All right. All right. If we get through. Now, if hang, get through. Hang on. Take care of what? What they're going to
Thank you for calling the California Psychological Association. Our offices are closed at this time. Our usual office hours are from 8:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Well, that helps. Unless someone can find a cell phone number for her, we'll move on. Here, well, luckily we have one last Comcast one here. Trip Crosby in Georgia. Hey, Comcast, how do I skip the reset your modem recording and get actual help with my internet speed? All right, he's probably gotten through to someone by now. But I just like the idea of saying, well, sorry, we canceled everything now. You went to Twitter and fucked that up, didn't you?
Got impatient.
It seems I always happen to do this to people who are like semi-bloggers. You're like, oh, I got you now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6-7.
I got you now. I'm going to record this. Like the guy that put it on SoundCloud on your show, Dwight, that shit was funny. That guy was great. Holy shit. He's like, I got this guy. Putting him on SoundCloud. The whole world's going to hear this. I think Dwight stepped away though.
Okay. I was just looking at a couple of things on YouTube. The
your call has been forwarded to a
Twins TV that I was telling you about. They had some hilarious shit like how to win fights in the hood when they were pulling their like challenging black guys to a fight and they're pulling their fucking pants down trying to fight them naked and shit and the black guys were taken off.
That does it. Like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, well, the first videos, they were like full out fucking naked, like dick swinging and shit. Like, the black dudes fucking were just kicking off. And they did another one where, but they had like thongs, like elephant fucking thongs in the front. Yeah. So like, you know, their dicks, like the nose and stuff and like a black dude would just take off. Well, they did another one, which was hilarious. They would come running around the corner. They did this in white and black neighborhoods. So they could run by the white guys, yell, the cops are coming. They throw a bag at them with like a bunch of white powder in it. And, you know, the white dudes, they would just fucking like ignore it and just kind of look at them.
Black people freak out like, fuck, he's trying to plant evidence on me.
And they're like, oh, what the fuck's going on there? And then they went to like a black neighborhood and they come run around a corner. Cops come and fucking throw the bag of powder to the black dudes. Fucking black guys take off running with them and shit.
Oh, man. There's this one dude, I don't know if it's the same guy, but he did, these two guys. I forget their names now. I'm sure people know. He does one like he goes at the people that are walking around with sagging their jeans or their pants, and he pulls them up. Like he runs and pulls them up. It's like, yo, you disrespecting the streets, yo. He gets hit. It's like, it's just a prank every time. He's like, it's just a prank. This guy's crazy. Or he'll like just snatch like a black dude's phone and say, I want to check the timeout, like that. Yeah. But he's the one that I was like copying the other day because he's like, if he'll ask someone a question like, do you know how to get to the Starbucks? And the guy will go, yeah, you go down here and take a left. He's like, hey, don't ever tell me what to fucking do. And they're like, what? Like, are you for real? And like, some dudes are actually getting ready to fight him over this. So like, man, you just ask. Like, yeah. But that's fun. He pulls up the pants on some black dude and a gun falls out in one of them. Yeah. And the funniest thing he did, like, there was just like this group of black people sitting down at like some benches outside, and he just goes up to this one big black guy. He goes, yo, look at this fat ass nigga here. And then everyone starts getting up to beat his ass. And he goes, why are you fucking talking to my ex girlfriend, Yo Shaquanda, what's up? And they all go after him, and it's the chick that he yells that at that actually beats him up.
Click that link real quick, Carlito. Like, go to the 25-second mark and just look at like 30 seconds of this shit. All
right.
Like, you'll fucking die.
Is it gonna sound good on air?
Yeah, it's gonna sound good
at the 25-second mark. 625.
What the fuck was that? Do, homie?
What are you trying to do,
homie?
Huh?
What are you trying to do?
Huh? Let's go, buddy. Let's go, motherfucker. What's up, homie? Change your mind.
Oh, my God. That is funny.
Throw down, bro. Throw down, bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
he got hit pretty hard. We should have done this some weeks ago.
Fucking black guy comes out with a bat. He's like, we were thrown down.
He gets hit right there, and then he takes his shirt and pants down. The guy runs away from him. But he lets himself get hit first. I got to remember that move. If I'm about to get like beat up, if I'm like caught, I'm in a bad situation, I'm just going to take my clothes off. What do you have to lose at that point?
There's two instances of it, but it's...
Well, everyone takes your shirt off. The shirt off thing is just like, all right, let's do this. You take the pants off, you're like, whoa, okay, that's weird.
Well, I was watching, shout out to Mike Vallely. I was watching like skaters versus haters, and like skateboarders like having to kind of just own their thing. Uh-huh. And there was... like Mike Vallely's like obviously he's a skater and he's like kind of like the Robin Hood of the skater, so he'll go out there and if he sees like security guards like messing with like little kids and stuff, he'll go out there and just fucking knock people out. And there's a video, there's some on YouTube where he like fucking beats up four guys at once.
What?
And yeah.
Okay.
And but no, there was one of them where like they're like asshole adults that are like picking on kids that are skateboarders. You know, it's like, get out of here, you're my tax dollars, pay this, blah blah blah. And one guy, he just, you know, the shirt, you have to take the shirt off because they'll pull it over you and then just start hitting you, and then yeah. You can't see anything. So
my cousin said he got into a fight in high school in Puerto Rico. He said that the guy started taking his shirt off, and the minute he had it over his head, like right on his head, he started like wailing on him and. Mm-hmm. Like kicked his ass really bad, broke his teeth. So he's like, "Yeah, that's what you gotta do. If you're gonna be badass, take the shirt off. Fuck it, just take him out right there. Fuck it. It's like
you gotta dirty. Just last in a fight. You yeah. gotta have that stamina.
But that's
whoever's
fighting
crazier
dirty,
wins.
Though. That's a dirty fire thing, though. Like if you have honor, and you're like, all right, I allow you to take all your shirt off. You know, like you don't, you know, just start hitting someone. There.
No.
But who fights with honor? Look at ISIS, right?
I don't know. I can't get any fights after that nose. Surgery, I'm like, nope.
Mm-mm. Fucking kill you.
I was gonna hit a bitch if I got hit in the nose, especially like still right now. Fuck. Yeah. Nope. Can't do it. Okay. Nobody hit the face anymore.
I can't find who this was that was doing this prank that I was talking about to share it with you and everyone else. I see, I guess Vitaly did a version of it, but Vitaly didn't do the ones that I'm talking about. But there is Vitaly. He's out there. I don't know if you guys know who Vitaly is. He does pranks on YouTube. There's a video of him in a porno, like one of those fuck vans, you know, like yeah.
Like the Bing Brothers.
Yeah,
the
that,
Bing Fest?
Yeah, but I guess he couldn't get hard.
And, oh.
But his nice. Friend that was with him did, and but he was like he couldn't perform. I think it was on E-Fucked or something. I saw that. I was like, what?
Oh,
yeah. I was like, holy shit.
That yeah. sucks if it can't get hard.
Poor dumb guy. It was before his YouTube stuff, I guess he did it. So, but he takes it, I guess he takes it in stride. Like, if you ask him, I think Snoop, yeah, he was on Snoop's blog show, and Snoop asked him about it. He took it in stride. He was real cool about it. Yeah. All right, more prank calls. Here's the Giraj Mahal Cafe and Lounge. I like what they did with that. So, Indian restaurant, so to say. Dwight, would you like to do an Indian restaurant?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Guys, all, it's Josh.
Hey, doing? I need to make an order.
We're actually closed. We closed at 12.
Then why'd you answer the phone, motherfucker?
Yeah.
How do you get there,
Duncan? Oh. Piece of shit. You know, you make me a fucking order since you're fucking up my night. What are you giggling about? You giggling like a little bitch.
Sorry.
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are you mm-hmming about? Come on, take my order, dick lips.
All right. Well, that's funny and all, but I have stuff to do. So I'm going to go now. It
wasn't supposed to be funny. I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
I was dying because I was giggling too. You giggle like a bitch about shit. Got to mute it.
I found that YouTube sub, Mr. Whoever in the chat room, Mr. L. Got it's in there. Look at Mr. L found the channel for you. Yay, it's white. Now you can find it. Have you guys seen the one where the there's like a very, like a hot looking 20 or something little chick, and they were doing it in spring break. She was at the beach laying out, and she would ask guys like, "Can you rub lotion on my back and my legs?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, sure." And she'd be like, "Oh," she'd say like, "Yeah, we should go somewhere and you know fuck or whatever." But then she would say like, "Yeah, but there's a problem. I have a dick," and they would always freak out. And she had like her bikini, like she would turn over, and you could see like she had stuffed her bikini bottom, yeah, with like a fake
a bulge,
dick. Yeah, like a bulge. And sometimes she would just flip over and they'd be like, "What's that?" Like when they got to the legs, you know, she's like, "Oh yeah, that's my dick."
What's that?
She's like, she says like, "Yo, you know, we can just show each other," and the. Like everyone's like, "Oh, hell no, I gotta go
I wonder if it's the same. Is it kind of like a stockier guy that does it, or
no,
is it a skinny guy?
It was just a chick, and then they also did one where she was farting and they were spraying like fart spray, so it smelled really bad. So she's like, she was having the guys do the lotion on her, and then they were playing like a fart app. Like they had a fart machine under her.
I've seen that one.
The fun I've had with fart spray.
Oh god. Well, there's some stuff called liquid ass that's been going around.
Oh god.
Yeah, that apparently is really fucking bad. Like it's horrible.
I remember. Yeah. I went to a fucking Sam Goody when those fucking things were popular, and they had fucking shit laying around, like little items. Yeah, it was a fucking. Can of spray of the fart spray.
Yeah.
And I went with like two of my other buddies. They didn't see that I had fucking bought it. So I'm in the front seat of the car, and I had this shit unwrapped, and we're all sitting in there, and I just fucking let us. They're like, "Oh my god, who the fucking shit their pants?" And like they're flipping the fuck out, and yeah. I'm fucking dying laughing. They're rolling the windows down to air shit out. And oh, thank Christ, roll shit back. I wait like two more minutes. Motherfucker, you with that? And I'm like, "Yeah, it's not me." Yeah.
Oh my god.
I used to, they used to sell like the little capsules that you could break on the floor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, or the stink bombs.
The little vials. And yeah, well, where I used to buy them, like first off, like the flea market, there was a guy who had a shop there. There was always like three or four shops that had them. And I would buy the little vials, and you just like, it's just like a little dropper, and you drop like two or three drops in a room, and you could clear it the fuck out. It was just a real bad sulfur smell. But it's like a sulfur smelling salt kind of thing. Oh,
like,
man.
Rotten eggs.
Yeah. Oh, it was so bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, yeah, they used to sell it. There's this little like touristy strip area in Orlando, and they had a magic shop in Isolde in there. And I bought them once, and I was using them in the other stores there, and I cleared out like two of them. And then I remember like maybe a little while later, like we went there again, and I asked, "Oh, do you have the stink bombs?" Like, "Oh no, we got rid of them because people were like, they were using them. We were getting complaints that people were using them in the stores." So they're like, "Oh, okay."
You go to the Halloween shops, they have them in bags, and there's like a little water capsule in there. You just break it and throw it, and like it inflates the fucking bag, and it pops open.
Oh shit!
And,
really?
And then you just have that smell.
The Halloween stores.
I was working for a plumbing
that?
Company, and me and this other guy, we were just fucking around. We weren't working, so we went to the Halloween shop, and we go into the back part where the parts department is, and we just open the door, fucking pop the capsule, and threw the bag in. The fucking parts guys are, "Oh my god, what is that fucking smell?" And like, we had deniability because we threw the shit in there, and then we walked around to the front entrance and came through there. Like, "I don't know what the fuck's going on. That shit stinks."
We used to have in high school, like boys would throw them into the girls' locker room, so they would run out and like be like, you know, half naked.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Neon, did you happen to see one of my webcam pranks where we caught a guy jacking his dick?
No.
Yeah.
He was.
We were up on a filing cabinets, and he had like three or four monitors set up. I'm like, "What's going on here? He's watching porn." And like, there's literally this chick fucking fingering herself and shit, and you can see his shoulder movement. He was just fucking jacking his dick like nobody's business. And I go, oh fuck yeah! Right through the camera, and he fucking like perked up. He's looking around trying to figure out where the fuck that came from.
He would have thought
it was in the porn, but
But he looks like the kind of old guy that has problems, so he was probably really working on it for a while because it looked like it was finally getting there, you know. And then Dwight with that shit probably like made him lose his boner.
Blue balled him.
I've been working for an hour to get this thing going.
Oh god,
he looks like that. Like, you know, he's like, I gotta watch. He's got it like really big on his screen, like a giant pussy being fingered. It's like, yeah, I got it real big.
Oh god,
I gotta do everything I can.
Oh, I'm gonna do everything I can.
I gotta.
It's almost there, guys.
Dwight. Oh fuck yeah! It's like, ah shit.
I'd be like, keep going, buddy. Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe like he wouldn't catch on so quick. Like maybe he thought it was in the porn, but no, he went straight to the fucking camera and yanked that fucker like the power cord right out.
Oh shit! George asked if that was his cam.
Then there's like this naked European swinger.
Oh my god!
Threesome going on.
What?
Like they were just sitting around. Watching like drama, like a drama TV show, right, Dwight? Like,
yeah. There was three of them. They were sitting on like this L-shaped couch. There was two women and a man, and they were all just fucking assed out naked watching TV. And so, like, I start saying shit, and they're laughing. And I'm like talking to people. I'm like, you know, one of these people has to get up and turn this fucking camera off, right? Next thing we know, we see the fucking guy slink over the woman and walk up to the camera and just big fucking screen full of cock right in the camera.
Oh, big giant uncut European chode.
He had his ball bag all fucking pierced like three or four times over.
And he's old. He's like an old dude and his ball sack is pierced, man. It's like, what the fuck?
Would you rather have the ball sack pierced or the head of the dick pierced?
No, I don't want the head of the dick. I don't want. It seems like it messes up your piss.
None of it?
No.
If you had a choice, though.
If I had a choice, the ball sack would be easy.
Okay, I don't know.
There's not a lot of feeling in the ball sack, I don't think. There's not a lot of nerve endings. Well, definitely less than in your dick head, for God's sake.
Crazy.
I listened to this podcast and it's the Risk Show podcast, and it's like people tell true stories and shit. This guy was talking about how he was a piercer. He used to be a piercer, and this guy came in. He was a freak, and he wanted his ball sack pierced, or his taint basically pierced.
Ooh.
And like he ejaculated when the guy like pierced it, like he was really into it, and he came like a gallon all over the place. The guy was saying, "Yeah, he's just telling the story, and like that was the most horrible job he had." He's like, "Here I am with this nasty guy and his spread eagle in front of me, and he's all like grinning and he has a heart on while I'm doing this."
Oh, I'm like, shit! Well,
I should be charging him more. He's saying like something's not right here. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's at the end. He's like, I really probably should have charged him more, you know.
Like, there was a guy here in town, and he's like a pretty decent piercer. I haven't had anything pierced by him, but I have some friends that have. And he was saying that he was piercing the clit of an 83-year-old woman.
Whoa!
And I'm like, oh my god. And he's like, yep, that just it's my job. I'm like, oh my god.
That's odd.
That's some hardcore. That's you must love your job if you're gonna do that, right?
I guess. Petra Hookah Lounge. A hookah. And I'm almost done. We're going to be done here.
Aw, Olga's saying some pretty decent, or having some pretty decent jokes in the IRC.
Yeah, Olga.
Yellow?
Yeah, that's the Hookah Lounge. Do you do different flavor blends?
Sorry, sir?
Do you have different flavor blends? Like, do you do custom flavor blends?
Like what?
Well, for the shisha, do you have anything like grape soda flavor blend, any cola ones, you know, or any of the fruit ones?
Yeah, I have fruit.
Do you have the cola flavor? There's a cola flavored one going around. Do you have that so you can make cherry cola shisha? Do you have that one or no?
No, sir. No, not that one.
Okay. Do you have the pussy one?
What?
The pussy one?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you have the cock one?
No, sir.
All right. Do you have your sister?
Huh?
Do you have sister? Lovely sister?
What you're saying?
Do you have lovely sister for me to touch her pipes? What'd you say?
I about lost it when you were like, do you have pussy? And he's like, what?
What? He knows what. You know what. Mr. Hookah Lounge owner, man. Yeah, another Comcast player, yeah.
So I came back late. You say dialers joining the network now?
You have hookah?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, hello?
Sir, never call again, please, okay?
No, you shut up, okay?
Sexual.
You shut up, Chef answer.
Mac.
Shut up. Yep.
That was good.
Did you say Dialer was coming to the network now?
Yes, he said he's going to be coming.
Yeah, I came in a little late, and I was catching the ass end of that conversation.
Ass end, I'll say. Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
He said he's going to, we'll see. We're not going to hold him to it, because he's always got some kind of problem. Fucking Dialer. We'll see. Lauren is in New York and is a Comcast complainer. Oh, Milkman. That's a Milkman alert. Sorry, Milkman. We have Comcast Cares, day two. It's getting worse. Is there an agent who can help me? Okay. This is OSL related.
Have no Secret idea. Agent Dwight can help you.
Yeah, what is OSL? They're posting... Alright, what's the problem here? They're posting speed test results that say 41 down and almost 12 up. What's the problem here? What are they trying to do? What are they trying to do? That's not bad. Are they expecting... Are they complaining at Comcast? That's about right. It's asynchronous. It's not going to be 50 up, 50 down. I don't know what they're complaining about. Those aren't bad speeds where you'd be freaking out at this point. Day two! I'm only getting 41 megs down! What the fuck? Day two! What are you doing? Are you streaming 4K videos?
I was looking. Is the internet sling OSL on GamingNet, Star League, Orbital Satellite Laser?
Oh.
Object Source Lighting?
We're trying them. We're trying her. She's a woman. She doesn't know. Right, Neon? She doesn't get it. She doesn't understand. See?
Dandy, on that video, I get that guy to think the computer is infected.
Why was the
Your
guy,
call
okay.
has been forwarded to an automated...
Was that you on that whole webcam one, Dwight? Or was Carlito on that one, too?
Oh, no, that was me.
Oh, so you're like, man, your tits are really hard. Why was the guy licking his lips when you said that?
I don't know. I was like, oh, look, her nipples are hard. Her nipples are fucking hard.
Pervert.
Oh, yeah, aren't they?
And the lady's all into it. She's like, what's going on here?
There's some weird people doing weird shit. Like, the girl kicking in front of that one dude. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, the Mr. Clean video.
He's just like, she's like, yeah, that's all right.
I think that was his daughter or something. Yeah. He's like, we learned this. And I said, oh, that's nice. Now shut the fuck up and sit down.
He gave her the long...
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Yeah, you know, this guy seriously looked like Mr. Clean. Like, you on steroids. He's flipping me off. I was like, I hate to see what steroids did to your nuts, because I could see what it did to your face.
Oh, damn.
He's sitting there flipping me off. I'm like, oh, that's cute. Use that on your daughter much?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he, like, kept the finger for, like, a long time, too. He was like, mm-hmm. Really, fuck you. Like,
oh, damn.
He's like, here it is, and do something about it. He was, like, saying, Dwight.
James. Did you finally put your videos up, Dwight? Because everyone's been bitching today.
Oh, I know. They always bitch. If I don't show up for shows, they bitch.
Fuck them.
If YouTube videos are missing, they bitch.
Fuck them.
People were bitching because Carlito wasn't around. Man,
yeah, they're like, we showed up at 8. Carlito's not here.
Sorry.
They're like, Carlito's supposed to be here.
Busy doing important things. Little Rock We got a guy who's in Chicago, and he's an experienced mover with an empty cargo van, and he's ready for short or long distance hauls. Talked about this before we took the break. We never got to it. These numbers come from Lonesome Loser. Here it is.
Yeah.
A mover. Let's move. Have a big bowel movement. Yeah.
It's important.
Oh, fiber. Fiber's bowels.
I didn't go for like 5 days after my surgery. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's not normal. Because you have...
It was on the... Because of the codeine.
Hello? Hello, is that Mike? Mike.
I want to be like Mike.
Whatever. All right. I got some UK wankers. Here's Thomas Doyle.
Ooh.
You could do one of them fanny calls that you always do. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
How about the fanny?
Mm. That song is ham, man. It's going ham.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the...
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
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 Mr. So-and-so, my name is Evelyn. How are you?
Who are you?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Thomas Doyle.
My name is Evelyn. Evelyn Cross.
From where?
I'm from Hertfordshire.
And what's the call about?
The call is about a new festival that's coming into your area.
A what?
A new festival.
For what?
It's a fanny festival. Would you like to join?
You just taking the piss or what?
It's 6 Not at all.
In the morning. Yeah.
Not at all. Gonna... I don't know. Fucking yeah, I haven't called you forever.
Quit taking a piss.
Yeah. Sorry. Jeez.
Shit. Yeah, there's that video, Neon. A quick 43 seconds of a man just fucking trying to achieve the maximum hard on.
And he's pissing.
If anybody doesn't know where that name's from, go watch Chinatown.
No.
We got even weirder, Carlito, that video where the guy was jacking. He had fucking like classical music playing and shit to him.
It was like jazz or something.
Yeah, setting the mood, like the lights were off, he had fucking jazz going,
yeah, like,
watches
piano.
A porn.
Yeah, it was really, really odd.
I'm surprised they didn't have any fucking candles lit and shit.
If he's having trouble getting off, it's probably because of the music he's choosing. You can't get off of that. Shit.
Any gangsta rap going to it.
Something.
Oh my god, I'm watching this.
Good EDM or something.
He looks like a music teacher. Oh god.
Probably is.
Hello?
Yeah, is that Thomas Farragon?
Yes, Mrs. Farragon.
Yeah, we'll put Thomas on the phone, please.
I'm sorry, love. My husband's in a nursing home.
Oh, he is? He's not there anymore? Well, shit. Fucking damn it. The nursing
home... Can you speak up, love? I can't hear you properly.
I'm calling from the nursing home.
From the where?
The nursing home.
The nursing home?
Yeah, I'm calling from the nursing home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, what's wrong?
Thomas is doing good tonight.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he ate all his food. We got his medication. His blood pressure was good tonight. All his vitals were good, and he's resting right now.
Oh, that's good, love. That's good.
Yeah, and then the problem is he started touching his penis.
Yes, all right. Thank you very much.
He was masturbating his penis a lot. And we had
Pardon?
He was masturbating himself. He was touching his penis and masturbating. So we had to tie him.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. But maybe you should come and masturbate him so he won't do it himself.
Pardon?
Maybe you can come and masturbate him. You know?
I can't, love. I'm house. I can't hardly walk because I'm 90.
Yeah, but does your hand work still?
Pardon?
Does your hand work?
I don't know what you're saying. I'm only 8 on my own, love.
Are you a pensioner?
Pardon?
Are you a pensioner?
I'm 90.
All right. Well, go to sleep, you fucking bitch. Good night.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Aw.
Thank you.
So you have to say it says Willy.
Good night.
Bye. Oh.
Good night, honey.
Oh.
I'm sorry that you're on the
call. That's fine. I thought she was...
That's the army call where the lady fell out of her bed. Oh.
Mrs. Scott.
Oh.
She's like, oh, you crazy people.
Oh. What next? What do we do now?
We cut people.
Oh, my God. I will cut you.
I'll fucking cut you. I'll fucking cut you. Don't ever call us ever again. That's a good call.
Sloth tried to claim it as his own, but he lied.
Ooh. Was it your call, Joy?
It was, because it was a Facebooker, and
it was on,
he didn't
it,
do
it
Facebook.
It was on his show. It was on his show, I think.
Got it.
Yeah, but he tried to claim it on the best of show that G.I. did. I'm like, no, that was mine. He's like, nah, you don't do that. I'm like, dude, it was a fucking Facebooker. How do you think I had all of her shit?
Oh, yeah.
You just wanted to put it in your intro, Dwight. That's weird.
Well, no, the only thing that I had to do for it to be in the intro, I had to ask Sloth if it was okay to use his voice. So he's like, we're going to call a lot. Which it cracks me up every time I hear it, though. You're going to call a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, trying to hold in his laughter, too.
It's like when Carlito, like, loses his shit, I start fucking laughing. Like, oh,
it's
God.
Hard, yeah, I know. I do it, too. If I hear someone crack up, it makes me laugh. Thomas, yeah, some of the funniest moments at SNL are when, like, when the cast breaks out laughing.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I love that shit. You know who did it a lot was...
Jimmy Fallon
did all right. I think he's
and Horatio Sands.
Yeah, Horatio. I never really got into him. He was, I don't know. He was okay. He was okay because of the cast that he was around. I think that's why he did good in that situation. He was an SNL cast at the right place, right time kind of situation. I don't think he would have been that successful.
And did you know see him do Aaron Neville?
No.
Aaron Neville court.
No, or
like a porno.
No, he's supposed to be Aaron Neville, so he's got these fake muscles on, and all he does, he's supposed to be like Judge Judy, and so he's like trying to settle these disputes, and all he keeps doing is like rubbing cocoa butter on his on his tattoos, and so they're like go outside and they're like asking like you know the public or something, they're like, what do you think that so and so is going to win, and they're like, I don't know, but that guy doesn't know anything about the court of law. He knows a lot about cocoa butter though. I'll try to find it. It's funny.
Yeah, and you know who else I'm not a fan of is that Mooneyhan guy. Whoever that guy is now, the big dude that's on that. He's not big, but I'm just saying the chubbier guy.
Oh, he's got a cute face.
He's, like, I saw on there. You know what? I haven't really watched SNL that much in the last 4 years now. But like when I stopped watching it, it was his first year on, first and second years on, and like. Like, he would do skits where they just brought him in, and he was supposed to be some stupid baby with a big lollipop. And I'm like, what the fuck is this dumb shit? This is fucking gay. It's stupid. It's not funny. I was like, fuck that guy. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I guess he's had more success now. He's getting more...
More time?
Yeah, more time now, I guess. Maybe maybe they're giving him a chance now. Because it's up to the writers on that show, anyway. It really is. That's a writer's show.
Yeah, but their writers, I mean, they know that they're a little poor on that show. It was better when they had, like, the same writers like Conan O'Brien and just, like, the people that did, like, the Tonight Shows and stuff like that. But they're kind of third string there.
Dwight, you know J.B. Smoove, right? From Curb Enthusiasm and from GTA 5 Radio.
Yeah, I, like, watched him on The Real Husbands of Hollywood. That makes fun of the Real Housewives. Yeah.
He was an SNL writer, too. He wrote jokes, and he says that a lot of his good shit... He was on the Stern Show getting interviewed, and he said, like, his funniest shit, like, he would say it, and, like, everyone would crack up at it, but what's the one dude in charge of the SNL? I forget his name now. He'd always say no. Like, he'd laugh about it. Lorne Michaels, he'd always say no. Like, no.
Right,
we can't do that. No, but it's...
So I'm saying J.B. Smoove should get his own fucking variety show. Or, like, his own sketch show, if that's the case.
Hey, you ever watch Real Husbands of Hollywood? He has fucking Kevin Hart in it. J.B. Smoove's in it. Oh shit! What's that guy that did
that one singer?
Robin Thicke's in it.
He's funny as hell in that. I love that. Robin Thicke's real funny in that show.
And Kevin Hart's like, real funny. Nelly's running around in it, and fucking Nick Cannon. Yeah. Shit. They're always bagging on Nick Cannon, like he's spending fucking Mariah's money and shit.
Oh yeah, they always make fun of that too. Like, what? How come you never bring Mariah over? Like, wait, come on, man. She's like, oh no,
not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, but at the time. All right. Thomas Foster. We have three numbers left that I'm going to look at calling. They're all wankers, and here's Thomas Foster, the first one. Thank you.
Can I get a witness?
Hello.
Hello, is that Thomas Foster? Or is Foster there? Mr. Foster?
Hey, we are in bed.
Get out of bed. You're out of bed because you picked up the phone, you know?
I know, yeah, but what are you phoning for?
It's important. There's a fire, and I have to talk to him.
There's no fire, where?
I have to tell him, not you. I don't know who you are.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, just with this bleeding phone. If you fall back again, I'm going to get in touch with the police.
No, please, I need to tell you, I was in your garden. I wanted to tell him I was in the garden. I started a fire, but I put it out, but he should check it just in case. That's what I was going to say. All right, he's going to send it to the police. Let's do that. Calling him.
I'm sorry, you're so busy.
Oh, I'm stupid.
No.
Hello? Hello? Hi. Hello, I'm here. Hello. Okay. Good night. Thank you for letting me call you. I appreciate it. Bye. All right, they're gone. They're not going to play anymore.
Aww.
The next one is Thomas Ging, where an older woman answered. They're in Liverpool, England. Who? Anyone else? Any of you two want these?
Anyone? Sure.
I don't have a very good rapport with the Ucks.
The Ucks?
Yeah, the Uck. Calling the
Liverpool
Uck.
Is like really stupid.
Who's from Liverpool? Like
the Beatles?
Yeah.
And Nunu?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Please?
Hi.
Who's...
Oh!
Oh my god!
Damn it! Damn it! She finally came through. Alright, I'll try again. Damn! Hello? Aw,
she heard your black music.
Yeah, fuck balls.
She got scared.
All right, then you get the last one then. Thomas Gore.
Okay.
Gore.
Hello, is this Mr. Goulet?
Who's that, please?
Oh, this is Evelyn. How are you?
Listen, Evelyn, it's 7:20 in the morning. What are you ringing me for?
Oh, I didn't need to know the time.
Did you?
No. What's up, Thomas Gore?
What do you want?
What you want? Are you going to work today?
Sod off.
Fuck you. There you go.
Hey, I got real quick. I got three last ones now. Now we got
you do them.
Thomas King. Now we have to do it because I said it.
He said sod off.
Hello? Oh, is Mr. King there?
Oh, is it, please?
Oh, well, this is Bruce. It's important regarding a fire. I have to talk to him, please.
The blue sugar on the fire.
That's a long number.
Mr. King? Thomas King?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at 65 Churkdale.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was just in your garden there. I made a little fire. I catched a little pigeon, and I cooked it, and I had a nice nap there on your property.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know, I think I put the fire out, but there might have been a few more embers going off, I think. Maybe you want to go and check to make sure, just in case it's still smoldering, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Can I see your wife? Can I talk to her?
Hello?
Hey, honey, how are you?
What are you thinking about, please?
Oh, I wanna sleep in the bed with you and your husband. I wanna be in the middle.
Oh, dirty
punch. I am. I'm a dirty boy.
Oh my god, I want that on the soundbite.
What did she call me, a dirty cunt?
I don't know, I want that on the soundbite of you saying, I'm a dirty boy.
Oh, I'm a dirty boy. I'm a dirty boy.
Bale girl says, why did he put her on the phone?
No, he actually.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is.
Okay, here's Michael Carter. Yay, Michael Carter.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, the music killed it. Stupid music.
Oh, the Negroes are calling again.
It's like that, y'all. It's like
that, y'all. My name is Daryl Mack and I'm fat, y'all. Welcome to voicemail.
Damn.
The person you have called.
Well, I threw that one away. Here's Michael Farton. No, Barton. Michael Barton. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is that Michael Farton?
Yeah.
Okay, how are you? I was calling to get your sulfur test from you to this morning.
You were calling for?
Yeah, I need to get a sulfur test from you, please.
Do you?
Yeah, I need you to push the phone up into your asshole and then fart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can you do that for me?
I bet you got a big asshole.
No, it's very tight. I don't use it much. Oh, I was going to tell him about a colostomy. That I had a colostomy, but that my boyfriend fucks me in my colostomy hole.
Oh, God.
But he didn't stay on here that, so... That would have been a good story.
It's like, I bet you have a big asshole.
That's the thing I would say. Straight up, it's something I would say.
You recovered well. You're like, I don't use it much.
Michael Cohen. Real street nigga, so I make you wanna jump around DMC.
Hello.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm calling I'm calling to do the sulfur test for you, for your medical test.
I think when it all went off, we're all good.
Who's speaking?
Yeah, this is Billy. I'm with Regency Healthcare Center. I'm supposed to call to get your test result over the phone.
What company is this? You know, it's only quarter to seven in the morning here.
Yeah, I'm with Coventry Medical Care. Coventry.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm supposed to get you to give me your test results over the phone so I can put them on the log here for your health care. Your health.
Well, I'm not with any company, and I don't take cold calls, so
Listen,
can I just leave it there, please?
Well, are you can I just write down, are you circumcised or uncircumcised?
I'm not even talking to you about it.
How big how big is your penis, then?
No. He's like, I don't take cold calls, I'll warm it up, bitch.
Calling a survey about... If he's cut or uncut.
Hello?
Yeah, are you cut or uncut? Tell me. Child sexual exploitation.
What the fuck?
Listen,
are you watching pornography?
One 16-year-old tells me they are freaky.
Oh. That's the baby.
The 16-year-old? Oh, my God.
That's the BBC back there. You hear it? That's the only channel they get there, I heard. And they get, like, Sky 1, Sky News 1.
Don't they get, like, Al Jazeera or something?
Probably, too, those fuckers. All right. Now, this is the real last one from Lonesome. It is Michael Cunningham. Does anyone want it? Because I'm spent.
Yeah, I'll do it. It's going to be real goddamn quick, too.
Hello.
Hey, motherfucker. I'm calling from the United States. It's time to wake up.
Who are you?
Yeah, my name is Dwight. I'm from the United States, and I'm calling you to say wake the fuck up.
Oh.
That was good.
Fuck you.
Damn it, man. All right, well. Well, I guess that's it, right? All right, thank you, Neon and Dwight. I'll talk to you two later. Bye.
Bye.
Milkman, are you here? Milkman? What are you doing over there? You got a customer?
Oh, man.
Are you good? I mean, can you talk? Can you take us out of here?
Yes, I can talk, man. I'm my friend.
Okay, well, get to talking then. Yeah.
We finished up. All right.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another fun-packed episode of your favorite Mad House. I'd like to thank everybody for stopping in. First off, I'd like to thank our number six man, all been held high for a brother. Make sure you're been high. Number six man, thank you so much for your numbers, my friend. Everybody, 98.6 from out, they think we're doing a fine job. Thank you, sir. Also, we're looking for the answer to the questions. Possible gold stars and other prizes may be awarded. Make sure you get a hold of the Hermanito and let us know what's going on with our questions. They're crumbling. Okay, yes, I'd like to thank everybody for stopping. We had our guest tonight, White Neon. White's pretty funny stuff, Neon. Woo! Thank you so much, everybody. Want to thank you for stopping in. That's right. We do this every week for you. This is a show you can find right here on the internet. That's right. We drop the dime. We just ask you to give it some time. Bring your friend. There you go. Bring your enemy. Because we're walking right here in the madhouse. We do without you, my friend. Saving lives one call at a time, my brother. Much love. Thank you for having me.
Hey, yeah. Thanks. It was fun, Milkman. Thank you for being on. Enjoy the rest of your night. Everyone else out there, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to bookmark and go to madhouselive.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the two YouTube channels. We have the main one, Madhouse Radio, and also there's Madhouse Classic. Both of those on YouTube, Madhouse Radio and Madhouse Classic. Subscribe to both of those. Why don't you like, share, subscribe, all that stuff, all that good stuff. Yeah, I already said, of course, prankcallnation.com. That's where our, different shows on this network are on. We have a show pretty much every night of the week. Dialer's going to be coming back in the afternoons. That's good. We also got Matt does afternoon shows, so we're doing pretty good now. We're in a good position right now, position of power, and soon we will own you. I am leaving now. Thank you for tuning in. I'll catch you here next week. Open up my book, I think about the world later. No ink in the pen, no lines on the paper. I'm just talking to my dad. I'm just talking to my dad.
I'll rip your fucking head off.